It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Whoa, I just love this time of year, don't you, Jer?
I sure do, Dino. Tis the season.
Check out those breasts.
I like their size.
How about those legs?
And juicy thighs. My tongue is flapping.
Oh, stop your yapping.
We're eating turkey.
Yeah. We invited our family.
They only came here 'cause dinner's free.
They really hate us.
Pass the potatoes.
We're eating turkey.
Ivan.
When we first saw that turkey, he ran around and clucked.
Gobble, gobble.
And when I pulled out that hatchet,
oh, no,
he knew that he was
plucked on the wishbone. It breaks apart.
Pull on my finger, you'll smell a
ding.
What a sensation.
It's flatulation.
From eating turkey.
Medic, somebody light a match.
I really love the white meat. It's great when you want a snack.
They say once you've tried the dark meat, you never will go back. I ate too much. It's time to leave.
Oh, I drank too much. It's time to heave.
Look out. We've eaten our fill.
But all next week we'll
be eating turkey.
I'll be drinking turkey, Pally. That's wild turkey on the rocks.
Oh, by the way, Dino, how was your date last night?
Well, let's just say that I butterballed her.
You mean she was ugly like a turkey?
No, but she was a gobbler.
I hope she enjoyed the stuffing.
She lapped up the gravy, too.
From the Napa Auto Parts Studio, it's
Bob and Tom.
The Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom.
Whoa, whoa.
Bob and Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Chick McGee, hello.
Hello, Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Bob and Tom.
Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Chick.
Joshua and I played a little kneesies yesterday at the movies, didn't we, buddy?
We sure did.
Well, what'd you say?
Sit next to each other?
Do we do what?
Did you sit actually next to each other?
Yeah. We left one of those, two of those seats between us, didn't we, or something like that? Or was it just the one seat?
I think it was just one, but we had room to spread.
Yeah. Did you talk through
the film?
Junk out.
Chick may have talked during the trailers. At one point, there was a trailer for a very sweet movie coming out.
Yes.
And looks very heartwarming. Maybe a little too saccharine for some of us, but anyway. After the trailer ended, I believe Chick said as loud as he could.
What was the film you saw?
Thor.
Thor.
Ragnarok.
Down at Ragnarok.
Did you enjoy it?
That's the surprising thing is that I'd like to say that Christy was right about a movie. I was very funny.
So entertaining.
Very, good. Very,
very
funny.
Very entertaining. Good. I loved it.
Very.
And what does Ragnarok stand for?
Well, see, that's the thing. I didn't. I watched the whole movie. And I'm walking out and I go, well, what was Ragnarok again? And
it sounds like a word spelled backwards.
It's this big guy with horns and on fire, I guess.
I think that's Ragnarok.
Or
just means the end of the planet or something.
I thought more of a
place.
See,
you're not really.
But they said Devil's Anus, did they not?
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
Bunch of times.
And you actually learn what Thor's real name is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one.
I always thought Thor was his first name.
Turns out
it's his last name.
It's like Cher, but no, right. Thor is his last name. Yeah. His first
name is Myathith.
Oh, Myathith, that's stupid. I'm not going to talk about it. If Myathith was
so
that
his
Thor,
name is
Thorathith.
No.
Myathith Thor.
Thor's his last name.
So they're pawning off Myathith Thor, and they expect people not to get that joke.
Or I may have made it up. One of the two.
Okay, my ethophore.
I told you. We're getting too good at this.
You realize we're going to get emailed. Dear dumbass.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You can text us your... How do you text us?
Oh, how do you do that?
It's with
that,
this number. 888.
Yes, 888.
262.
8661.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Wow. I'll do the alphabet. I'll give you A, B, Z, D, E, F, G, take off. No, we're gonna get it. Hey, dumbass. His name is not Myathath Thor.
He clearly said, setting up the joke, Thor's his last name. Yeah. And he said, Myathath. And you go, my ass is sore, too.
I think it's just as reasonable if that would be his name, with Ragnarok in the title. So it's a comedy then, kind of?
Well, there are a lot of jokes, a lot of laughs.
It's one of the funniest jokes movies I've seen in a long time. It really is.
Jeff Goldblum's as bizarre as ever.
Jeff Goldblum is amazing.
Yeah, he's so good.
Jeff Goldblum's the hell out of this movie.
Some fun cameos. It was good.
Okay, good. I'll have to give it a shot. I haven't been to a movie in a while. We have Christy Lee.
You're not going to go see that.
Might go see it.
You're lying.
Here, this is what you do.
Wednesday has traditionally been movie night.
Don't take her. Take your son and go and have some fun.
He's already seen it.
He'll see it again. I'd see it again.
I'll go with you.
We'll all go.
Today's a bad day for me.
You just said Wednesday is usually movie night.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow. I forgot. What day?
Where are we? I've been up a while. I'm tired. We look forward to that, certainly. Now we have Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. Coming up, we'll talk NFL with our NFL correspondent, Kostaki Economopoulos.
Okay.
You're proud of your team. You're suffering with your team. He'll be by to
make it worse.
Poke fun at you.
Proud of his, I'm sure.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had a big win.
Atlanta Falcon fan. Now, anything else of interest in sports?
Falcon fans. Nope. Carolina Panthers are 7-3, half game off the South lead after rolling up a team record 548 total yards, 45-21 win last night over the Miami Dolphins. Laces out. Cam Newton provided 254 yards through the air, 95 on the ground through four touchdown passes. Two went to Devin Funchess. Five catches for 92 yards.
And did we have a nice outfit for the post game?
I did not see the post game press conference. Yeah. I'm sure that's
usually very well appointed. always looks really good.
I always like his hat. So you know me and how I feel about the word hat. You put hat as a punchline of any joke, and I'm going to start laughing.
Oh, really? Like butt hat?
Butt hat? Anything? No, it doesn't have to be butt. Just so then I walked in and
your hat is in the sink.
Yeah. Yeah. And I said, "Madam, no, that's my hat.
That's my hat."
Again, that's not even a joke, and
no,
we loved it.
No, I'm laughing.
Again, your hat is in the sink.
that's a play on a classic, yes. Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
McAdoo will remain the Giants head coach, at least until the end of reading this story. Despite the team's 1-8 loss and losing to previously winless San Francisco Giants this past Sunday, co-owners John Mara.
I just got lost.
The Giants lost to the 49ers this weekend. The 49ers had not won a game yet.
Check.
And the Giants are now 1-8. John Mara and Steve Tisch, owners of the Giants, said they will not evaluate the team and make any moves until the end of the season. That's when Steve Tisch's nose grew twice its size. McAdoo's future has been a major topic the past 2 weeks in the wake of the 34-point home loss to the Rams and Sunday's 10-point loss to the I'm having deja vu. Previously winless San Francisco 49ers. McAdoo's 40 years old, has a bad hairdo, and has seen his team fall apart. He has it slicked back like a maid guy. It's no good. they made the playoffs in his rookie last year, but now they're 1-8. Wheels have fallen off in that one sentence that no NFL fan wants to hear about the coach of his team.
Hey, speaking of falling off, hear about the Russian daredevil?
Ben McAdoo's lost the locker room.
What?
No.
What Russian daredevil? What are you talking about?
Well, he fell off the mountain.
Obviously didn't end well the way you're acting. Yeah.
You know how Tom loves these stories. You know, it just dawned on me why you love these stories.
Because you want to see people die.
No, it's exciting. He likes it when they make it. He likes it even more when they kill themselves.
No, I like it when they make it. I, Chick sent me this, actually.
You're chuckling. Oh. You're chuckling.
Just contextually. A Russian daredevil who fearlessly leaped off the world's highest peaks and swirled through winds on top of the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Died during a base jumping accident in the Himalayas over the weekend.
Oh, man.
Gets worse.
Is there a Herulays?
Was he wearing?
Did you hear what I said? Is there a Herulays and a Himalayas?
Oh, I see. Herulayas.
Was he wearing one of those?
That sounds like some kind of a primitive discussion between a cowboy and Herulaya. Knock him up.
What?
Knock her up.
Thank you. Thank you for doing my bad joke even better.
Was he wearing one of those squirrel suits?
It's not clear what happened.
How was he jumping? Did he just?
They couldn't get him with a helicopter, so they've had to send Sherpas down to try to.
Oh my God!
Recover did he have a parachute that didn't open? What's going on here?
Well, base jumping, they usually do have those squirrel suits.
Yeah, don't they?
Oh, they have the parachutes. It doesn't.
Oh, true. That's true. Yeah,
they were on the 22,000 plus foot high Mount Amadablan. A M A, and then new word D A B L A M, or. I'm a goner, I believe. Anyway, he'll. He's gone. Sorry.
Dublin.
His death was announced by his sponsor, Red Bull.
Ooh.
Yikes!
Yeah.
So Red Bull doesn't give you wings every time.
Every now and then.
Sometimes. At least he was alert when his skull was crushed by the protruding granite.
You guys know
wall.
Red Bull has me by the. Red Bull has me by the balls.
Yeah, so yeah.
I love that stuff.
You're addicted, of course.
I am, yeah, of course. That's, yeah, that's right.
So sorry, that's not really pleasant news in sports, but
I didn't know you do it as sport.
Well, it is. I mean, the guy is a
I guess
great,
it is a sport.
Great sportsman.
Most places aren't even doing it as comedy, and we tended to somehow did that.
Toronto.
Yeah, there you go. He's got one of those squirrel suits.
Yeah, it's a squirrel suit.
Okay.
Those are cool.
When they work, they're really cool.
When they work.
Yeah, Amadablan is the name of the of the mountain he fell off of or hit. Jumped off of and didn't make it. Sorry. Sounds like a sleep medication. Hey, Josh, I hear you can't sleep. You know what I do? I take Amadablan.
Oh, really?
I have weird dreams about jumping off mountains and hitting cliffs in a squirrel suit, but I'm feeling a lot better.
But you're getting a full 8 hours? Yeah, all right. Yeah.
When we come back. We have, speaking of rings, we have a wedding ring lost in some kid's Halloween bag.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have an interesting story, what not to do when you think you have a natural gas leak.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. What's that sound? Wait a minute. It's us. It's the Bob and Tom Show live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios worldwide on American Forces Radio. Happy to be here. We're continuing our Veterans Day celebration. Because, hey, why not? This is fun. We're taking requests from veterans. Got a little stack of them over here. Josh, let's say one wanted to 12, get a 13, get a text 14. From your dad, who was a combat veteran of Vietnam and a 15. Very brave man. What would your dad do that? Would he just call your cell phone or would he text us?
Yeah, he should use Tom's interface texting system, which is 888-262-8661.
Tom's interface texting. So.
That's right.
That's right.
That's very funny. that reminds me of this. Did I mention this? I've got this email from, let's just say, Stephen.
Okay.
I don't want to say what state he's from, although it's one of the most beautiful states, certainly.
Idaho?
Oh, must be Michigan.
Michigan.
No, it's not. Has an I in it.
Idaho.
Ohio?
Nope.
California. It is.
Nope.
Hawaii.
Nope. See, Arizona? There's so many states with I's in them.
Oregon.
Could you just read the request or whatever that is?
O-R-I-G-O-N. Oregon.
It just says he works at a very large factory. And they decided they needed to have an emergency responders unit. So they had a committee and they got the whole thing up and running and they got these special shirts for them with patches that said first aid response team and with all the.
Oh, boy.
Oh, like first, FBI.
The first letters. Mm. And so they didn't realize until they were too
Wait
far down the chain that it said fart.
Did it actually print out F-A-R-T? There weren't any other letters?
First aid response team.
Yes.
F.A.A.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
Fart.
He's from a. I'll give you a hint.
Oh my! Why can't
the
you
name of his town?
From?
I don't want because he. That's probably everybody in town knows who this guy is that works at the factory. His the name of his city is also the name of a famous actress.
There you go.
God.
This sounds like one of those questions.
Hillary,
on a,
Idaho.
On a Sunday morning on NPR.
Is it Illinois?
Famous actress. There's an I in the state.
Is it Ringwald, Kentucky?
No. That would have been good, except there's no I in Kentucky.
You're right.
Let's try to be semi-literate.
I think one state that doesn't have I.
Okay. We have Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk. Coming up, Kostaki Economopoulos will be
I'm not one to recap, but let's recap.
All right.
Carolina Panthers, winners last night, Monday Night Football.
Already heard about it.
45-21 over the Miami Dolphins in Charlotte. Cam had a big night and a gorgeous suit on at the post-game press conference, I'm assuming. Ben McAdoo is still the Giants
McAdoo,
head coach.
McAdoo. I always hear Roger Miller every time he said it.
Dang me. Oh. Yeah, I'll take
I know you didn't like him, but my father
no,
loved
I liked
him.
No, I liked it. Not that one. That song was kind of annoying.
Which one did you like? There wasn't one to like.
Oh, yes, King of the Road. Was. Who doesn't love King of the Road? Or
2 hours of pushing broom by
the...
What a wordsmith, huh? Yeah.
You know, it was fun, Chick.
Don't forget his wise wisdom in the classic song, You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd.
You can't. I forgot about you. Wise words indeed.
Yes.
Generally speaking, I like songs that have sort of nonsense language.
Right.
In them.
Yeah.
Or a lot of do-do-do-da-da-da-da, that sort of thing.
Well, that song, of course.
Well, The Police, that's different.
No, but I mean, they're famous scatting songs.
Oh, no.
Although, I think probably the most famous scat in the history of music is probably The Worst.
Doesn't scat mean poop?
Also, but no, it means...
I never knew he was trying to scat when he was doing that. I just thought he was
When Sinatra goes, doo-bee-doo-bee-doo.
He does it better
Bee-doo-bee-doo-bee. No, that's the worst.
He's got the hat on.
That's the worst ever.
And the giant wiener.
But as a general, I mean, I like, you know, Tutti Frutti, for example.
Oh, Rudy.
That's not a scat.
Bam, bam. But I generally like... You know, I don't have to have. Sometimes the greatest lyrics are nonsense lyrics. The best example, of course, is.
Okay. Hang on, just a second. Let's have a poll.
Yes.
Go ahead, play that again. Which would you rather hear? This song.
I was sitting lost in the baseline.
Do you like this one better?
Oh, you can't make me choose.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd. You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Everybody.
You can't roller skate in a buffalo herd.
Because your wheels get full of turds.
You can jump off a mountain and crush your head. You can't roller skate.
They're both interesting.
They are interesting.
For Buffalo Mau, frankly.
Let's see.
Been stolen by many another artist, sadly.
Browns linebacker Jamie Collins done for the season. A sprained right knee.
Yeah.
Left knee.
Weenie.
Hiney is the correct answer. Oh. Bears coach John Fox, who looks more confused than Mike Shanahan did when he was coaching the Redskins. John Fox says he ain't worried about his job security despite increasing criticism.
He ain't worried.
Following
he's my brother.
Teams 23.
He ain't heavy.
He thought
he
was heavy.
He's my brother.
He had that look on his face during the whole game. The Bears lose to the Packers in Chicago. Like the lights were too bright. He was just kind of squinting a lot.
You picked that one.
I did. I had the Packers. I think I picked wrong on that one. I mean, I meant to take the Bears, I think.
Ooh, that would have been a rough week.
Dodgers first baseman Cody Bellinger, the National League Rookie of the Year. And just for you, Tom, the American League Rookie of the Year.
Oh, I know.
New York Yankees, Aaron Judge.
Here come the Judge.
Yep. Here come...
The Judge. Spelled D-A. Speaking of scatting, we really would be remiss if we didn't feature this. And I think actually, Christy, you may be right that the name scatting actually was a, when they called it that, I think it used to be called something else.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that may be the origin of it.
Is this scatting? Kind of scatting, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think technically, yes. It's horrible, but it's scatting.
Whimsical?
Put a smile on one's face?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Start the day.
I see a circus tent.
Go out and make it a
circus tent.
I don't know why.
I see a circus tent.
Yeah. I just went to a great circus exhibit at a museum.
Oh, me too. I was that was cool.
Did you do the tightrope thing?
That's with the what's that called? Virtual reality.
Oh.
Yeah, you're standing on the ground, but you put on these virtual reality glasses, so it makes you look like you're way up off the ground.
And you walk a tightrope. It's unbelievable.
So you watch people doing this, and they're on the ground, and you watch people falling off. It's funny.
It's unbelievable. It's
very cool.
This virtual reality thing, man, it's getting better and better every second.
Yeah. Sadly, it'll probably be perfected in the porn industry. Yes, here's a little tribute to scatting.
Comedian John Evans is here with us. Anything else we need to know about your life?
Well, the last time I was here, I just picked up those Learn How to Scat audio tapes. I don't know if you remember that.
I did not know that.
You don't remember that? They send you a new band each month. So the first one I got was AC/DC, and I've pretty much got that one down. It's like click, 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 tss, tss, uh-huh, ha-na-na. The guy in the airplane is like, can I move away from this jackass? Like, did I get it right? Is it Wayana?
I think it's
Wayana.
Got a phone call here.
Wow. Morning, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Floyd.
I enjoyed you scatting.
Hey.
Thanks, Floyd. That was comedian John Evans.
You got a lot of songs, I bet, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I got, you want to hear Cat Scratch Fever?
I sure would enjoy it.
It's a gift. Or a curse.
Did you do Legend of Willie's Fall?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Floyd. That's the fabulous
we'll
John.
We'll be seen with him in public.
John Evans. And doobie-doo. We have Chick McGee, of course. He is the former sports doctor, the former sports buddy. No, he insists on
maybe
the
former
cultural appropriation
maybe, depending
of sports.
Depending on what time it is, maybe sports. Former sports honcho. You never know.
Oh, that'd be good. Could we move on from sports honcho? Apparently not. Okay. I'll let you decide.
No, we can. No, whatever you'd like. No. A streaker that ran onto New Era Field during Sunday's game between the Bills and the Saints technically rushed for more yards than the Bills did that day. That's right. According to the Buffalo News, the streaker sprinted from end zone for a total of 100 yards.
Wow.
Five Bills players carried a total of 15 times for just 69 yards.
Yeah! Did you see this?
Nope.
I just heard about it.
The man was eventually stopped by security after he slipped while attempting to run across the field.
So the guy's got no clothes on.
I can't believe he got that far. That's amazing. Is.
He was escorted off the field.
It reminded me, I got to be honest with you, it reminded me of my old flag football days.
You used to play flag football naked? Now I'm interested.
Where'd you put the flag? Yeah.
Well, no, the guy has this rather large, I'd be streaking too if the man was gifted.
Oh, I see, he had nothing to be shy about.
Oh, my God.
It was really, well, maybe I should look this up.
No, interesting. Now, this was in Buffalo. Right?
Mm-hmm. Little chilly there, I would think.
Because this is the game we talked about yesterday with an opposing player jumping into the stands.
Right.
Of the so-called Buffalo Mafia. And a guy threw a beer at him. Yeah, so.
Apparently the player saw a kid wearing his jersey, despite the fact he's in Buffalo.
Enemy territory.
Yeah.
Well, that was a cool move. That was a cool move on his part to say hi to the kid. But didn't Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs invent the tuck rule?
Yes, I did.
Wait.
Isn't that the famous...
Ace liked it.
What kind of...
she a great big fat person?
Ladies and gentlemen, the one-man show, Buffalo Bill. Josh Arnold is Buffalo Bill.
Hey, Dean, can you start a list
great big fan
movies we reference on this show? Because I think... There are probably about 20 that we manage to reference constantly.
Yeah, that's Silence is definitely up
and
there.
And we need to get Silence of the Lambs.
Jason has a list because he keeps a list because he hasn't seen a lot of them. Because
we need to have a list of movies you have to see to get these semi-obscure references.
I had to go see The Godfather because I didn't get any of these.
Oh, it's, I assume that you
I sat through all three. Yeah, took
no,
it
no,
on
no,
me.
No, no, no,
no. No, I did.
Don't watch three.
Well, the whole Sunday. You got to watch three because three has the, just what I try to get out. They pull me back in. That's in three.
Three's awful.
I'm just amazed how men can remember so many lines from movies.
Well, yeah, we're not thinking about much else.
I guess not.
We're amazed at how women can remember everything we've ever said. When an argument starts, remember the time 17 years ago when you said, no, I have no idea. I
just, what do you do when the woman legitimately misremembers something and you know for a fact, but she keeps insisting?
You know what?
You tuck and
keep
run.
Keep your mouth shut.
Nothing is going to help.
That's never happened to me.
So that's a very legitimate question.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah, that's when you're talking with someone who believes that their false memory of something is true,
yeah.
And then the more they repeat it, the
more
it becomes true
to them.
To
right.
Them, yeah.
It's the, I call it the OJ syndrome.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't kill him.
Yeah.
Okay. You just keep right. saying that, Juice. So I'm sorry. So this guy's naked on the field in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Dangling there, and he gets all the way down the field.
Wow.
And they
We don't know if he was dangling, but...
Well,
they
Tom saw him.
They covered him up.
With a yellow security.
Well, of course they did.
What is that? If you were a cop, I mean, you're trying to make some extra bucks on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Doing your job. What's the rule on that? I mean, do you drag the guy off or do you have to cover him first? Do you get one of those?
Well, you cover him as soon as you get to him, I'm guessing. It's just common sense.
You bring out that backboard.
For the penis, yeah, yeah.
That's you mean the backboard when they think the players have broken their neck and they're paralyzed?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They strap
I thought you were talking about another. You're talking about that backboard. That is funny.
Well, he appears to have hurt his penis. They're tying him to the backboard. They're bringing out the golf cart. Okay, well.
And what happened to the golf carts that were the giant helmets?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, they don't use those?
They don't use them anymore. I don't know where they've got to be somewhere in a warehouse in New Jersey.
I think
something.
It's the same reason you don't want to have your traffic guy with a silly name.
Yeah,
something serious happens.
Yeah, I've always said you don't want to have Fred Zeppelin doing traffic when, well, we're down at the school bus.
Don't.
The accident. We've got Fred Zeppelin.
Okay.
We can't get too close because of the flames. Fred.
There could be a situation.
You don't want a guy being, well, he hasn't moved since he was tackled, but look at the silly helmet bus is taking him off the field.
There could be a situation developing in Indianapolis that we need to talk about, according to Pro Football Talk.
Uh-oh.
An online
legit
website.
Thing? Okay.
According to Pro Football Talk, here's from the story. As we all know now, Andrew Luck will not play in 2017, and so the question becomes whether Jimmy Irsay was accidentally or deliberately inaccurate in January when he made a promise that Luck will be ready for the season. His tweet from January 19th, 2017, quote, Andrew, recovering from successful outpatient surgery to fix right shoulder injury that has lingered since 15, will be ready for season! Exclamation point.
Well, it doesn't say what season.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know that.
Before fans...
No, of course he didn't know that.
Before fans had to decide whether to buy an expensive package of 2 preseason and 8 regular season game tickets that would allow them to enjoy Andrew Luck playing on the field, it could be opening the Indianapolis Colts to a class action lawsuit by season ticket holders.
No way.
Even without the Colts saying anything more, the circumstances reveal, according to Pro Football Talk, sufficient evidence to launch a class action suit on behalf of all season ticket holders on the basis they were falsely induced to buy the tickets under the premise that Andrew Luck will play.
Well,
any given player could be out for the season any day, including during practice.
That's true.
Everyone knows that going
that's
in.
That's true, but you don't have Jim Irsay saying, T.Y. Hilton will absolutely play this coming season.
That's ridiculous. No one could guarantee that. For any player, anytime. You've had major players this season go out for the season during a practice.
Lots and lots of them.
You can't predict. It's ridiculous. Calm down. Have fun. Enjoy the game again. Would you please? They're the best athletes in the world, and they're out there. So, okay, give him a break. Enjoy the season.
He shouldn't have tweeted that, but they shouldn't be sued.
He can tweet. That's what he thought at the time.
Yeah.
But he didn't say, I think he'll be back. What did he say? Look, I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here.
He did not say, I think he'll be back.
No, he said he will.
We'll be ready for season.
So what we need now is, before you tweet, there has to be an app that sends it through a lawyer. God, am I sick of this.
No, but you just got to be more careful.
Pretty soon you're going to get on stage, Josh. When you go to tell a joke, you're going to have to go, counselor, can I say this?
Oh, Tom, I'm right there with you. I'm playing.
It used to be stand-up comedy. You could say almost anything on stage. Now you can't.
If this were to go through, do you realize the Cleveland Browns would have to write checks for $50 million?
No, I don't.
But they were never promised anything.
The Cleveland Browns owner, whatever, Ali Haji Sheikh, or whatever the hell his name is, and Lerner. Is it Lerner? That's a Jaguars guy.
You know what, though, Chick?
They never said, Browns are going to...
But they.
How often do representatives of a team go, this is the year we're bringing home the cup, or this is the year we're bringing home the... You know,
like, this is our year.
So at what point does this get... Can people sue me? Hey, you said this was the year you're...
Here's the thing. I see both sides of this, but they all pay their taxes. So let's leave the kids out of it.
Okay. Well,
leave them alone.
This seems
he should have been more careful, but there's no reason for a lawsuit.
Well, he just said that he's going to be right. That was what everybody thought.
I couldn't be more diplomatic about this.
Okay. Well, it's ridiculous. Okay. If someone's going to hire some lawyer.
Just a story. It's going to be everywhere.
We'll see. Sheesh.
Coming up.
One more story.
Speaking of too many lawyers, there's a guy that's been kicked out of the World Scrabble Association.
Oh, yep. No.
That was my kicker for sports.
What, did he get laid? You're out.
I will say it again. What is on your Google Alerts? How do you get the World Scrabble update?
He's a wacky guy, Tom Griswold.
Hey, how about this? Tennessee State defensive lineman and college football Latrell Lee wasn't just kicked off his team for his actions during Saturday's game. He was also expelled from school. Lee was caught on video punching and knocking out the team's strength coach on the sidelines during the team's 23-20 win over Southwest Missouri State. According to the Tennessean, the newspaper there in Tennessee, TJ Greenstone is the team's strength coach, and his responsibilities include serving as the get-back coach during games. That means he tries to keep coaches and players who are, we've seen it, get off the field, get back. Lee is a senior from Dothan. He told Lee to get back, and Lee punched him dead in his brain and knocked him out.
Man.
This guy
Christy boyfriend think of that?
Brock say violence only when necessary.
We'll
that's pretty vague, Brock. That's real vague.
Violence never solved anything but conflict, Brock.
Apparently the amphetamines were kicking in. His judgment was impaired. We're coming right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. We're live at the Napa Auto Parts Studios, joined by comedian Kostaki Economopoulos.
Oh, I thought it was Roger Miller. Why can't we get Roger Miller on?
He's dead.
There are a couple reasons.
One big one.
Is it now?
Is he just playing hard to get? He wants more money?
It's comedian Konstantinos is the Vasilis. Vasilis. Is it Christo? Konstantinos Christos Vasilis Economopoulos?
Yes, it's all on Twitter now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you have more characters.
More characters.
Wow. Any room for a joke after you get that in?
That's a shot, huh? Hey, how about doing something funny, huh?
No. Hey, we're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios, and we have Kostaki joining us on the phone, our NFL correspondent. Obviously in a good mood, probably still wearing your Atlanta Falcon jersey, is that correct?
We're very happy about beating the Cowboys.
And you're very upset about?
Oh, no.
Georgia losing.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Thank you for leading the witness. Sorry.
You guys picked me up, man. The Redskins lost, but then the Cowboys lost. So
right. You know. Cowboy mania is like a disease, but you know where the CDC is, Chick? That's right, Atlanta.
Atlanta. They got all the cures, baby.
Adrian Claiborne had 6 sacks.
You think they'd have tightened up on him after the 3rd or 4th sack, don't you think?
Maybe we should block that guy. His next game is against the Seahawks. He must be salivating over that offensive line.
Oh, they're the worst, right?
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, and the Denny's breakfast menu. That's a big guy right there. He makes Eddie Lacy look like Kate Moss. He's big.
I'm hungry.
Let me say, how big is he?
He's very big.
Hey, Kostaki, we have to interrupt your broadcast here.
Oh, yes.
I want to mention the...
Of course you do.
I want to mention the...
I did do 2 jokes in a row.
I,
I wanted to mention the podcast called Quick Snaps, starring Kostaki Economopoulos. New episodes every Monday evening.
Oh yeah!
For those that enjoy the Kostaki Economopoulos.
Thanks for the plug. You interrupt my jokes anytime for a plug like that.
Well, while we're at it, now Thanksgiving. Have you decided where you're going to be?
You know what? We haven't. We're not sure.
It sounds like you're going to stay home at this point.
We're going to be near home, at least. We're going to not fly, is what we've decided.
Are you going to do the turkey at your house, then?
We're not sure yet.
Are you going to go to a restaurant?
Are you going to have gyro meat instead of turkey?
No. Oh.
Are there any Greek-American traditions in the realm of holiday turkey cuisine-ish stuff?
Well, we eat turkey, and then we have the traditional baklava for dessert.
Oh, yummy.
Like the Native Americans did. You know, mm-hmm. They love their phyllo dough.
That's right.
Ooh.
And then we break plates over the heads of our local native peoples.
Oh, okay.
Ah. Right?
Okay.
Teach them a lesson.
What's
sure.
the stuff you set on fire?
Saganaki.
Oh.
I thought it was baked Alaska.
Hey, Saganaki, your ass. Why, are you kidding me? Is that what it's called?
Saganaki, yes, of course. The cheese, they put brandy on it, light on fire, and there's a whole scene. They deliver it to the table.
I love that.
Oh, that's the opa thing.
Yeah, right.
Opa. I've never had that. I did not
never
know.
Had that?
No. Nor I, yeah.
Saganaki sounds like the third town that was going to get the A-bomb.
Oh, boy.
You can ruin anything.
As soon as he said it, I started cringing.
Let me tell you something. That is a fun.
I kind of enjoyed that.
Okay. No, it's...
No.
So, no, Kostaki, I asked you this before and I forgot. What's the stuff you stick the coffee bean in and light?
It's like a shot. Kind
it's like
of
it's like a thick,
ouzo.
Viscous,
isn't it?
Yeah,
is
bathtub full. Of
is that ouzo?
Yeah, or sambuca.
Oh, sambuca.
Sambuca.
Is that Greek?
Sambuca.
I think sambuca is not Greek, but it's pretty much the other culture's ouzo.
Yeah, I know retsina wine is Greek, and retsina, the Greek word for dung.
It's like drinking a pine tree.
God, is that awful.
Retsina is sweet. Am I misremembering?
I thought it tasted like a pine tree.
Sambuca is Italian.
Okay. So you don't set anything on fire at your house then?
No, not traditionally. Not on purpose.
Okay, just ask.
His crotch for the old lady. Am I right, Kostaki? It's on fire.
You got the crabs? Get a little quell.
Okay.
It needs to be doused.
I'm sorry. Well, speaking of things that are on fire, let's get back to your jokes.
Yes, Jerry Jones wants to overthrow Roger Goodell. Hey, Jerry, you live in Dallas. Invite him down for a parade near the grassy knoll.
And I get in trouble. I get in trouble for a World War II.
Yeah,
inclusion reference.
Jerry Jones against Roger Goodell. This is like syphilis suing gonorrhea. I don't know. It's the first time ever I'm rooting for the lawyers, I think. You'll notice on the Cowboys helmet there's only one star chick, and he's suspended. Huh?
He's out.
Nice.
While Zeke's gone, the one star is not only a logo, it's also a rating.
Oh.
Love that.
Hang on a second. Yeah. That's right, a rating.
Jacoby Brissett in the concussion protocol. The poor Colts. Oh, my goodness. They've requested their next game have an all-time quarterback. I think that's a good move at this point, right?
Remember that? You play football in side yard.
All-time quarterback.
Right?
Some jerk who would declare himself quarterback for both sides.
Right.
Dickhead.
We got five dudes.
Shut up,
McMillan.
That is such a classic reference.
Yes.
The 10 Mississippi Rush, did you do that? Or is that a regional thing?
Five Mississippi.
Five? Okay. But you use Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
We use thousands.
Absolutely.
We had thousands. Yep.
1,001, 1,002.
In my neighborhood, we had a Economopoulos Rush. We had the 10 Economopoulos Rush. That's a long one.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of time for the court.
That's plenty of time. I bet you had great passer statistics. That's a long time.
Great passing statistics.
Holy hell.
That's why we only had five dudes. We had a statistician, yes.
The all-time quarterback, it sounds like one of those high school stories you hear about, and then after their quarterback was knocked out of the game.
Yes, it does.
The blind boy in the bleachers was asked to quarterback for both teams.
Yeah.
And Daddy, please.
Dad saw
that would have 50 million views now on Facebook. Oh, that happened.
Kostaki, I hate to interrupt the...
We have to put you on hold again.
The momentum that you have built up.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll destroy that. Here we go.
It's tradition.
Because we're coming back with Kostaki. From New York City and his NFL report, and we have lots of really interesting stuff in the news, including Kostaki. This is probably something up your alley. Maybe we can do this when you come back. Like one of these gigantic Scrabble champions has been axed from the game. cheating at Scrabble.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
When we come back, this is the Bob and Tom Show.
Seems I
welcome
never
back to the Bob and Tom Show. Could we have a little quiet over there?
I've got a new sports name you're going
to
love.
Okay, good. Why don't you hang on to that for a while? Okay. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program, live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. We have joining us on the telephone, he's the biggest name in comedy. It's Kostaki Economopoulos, Christos Vassilis Economopoulos Jr.
The Barkevius Mingo of football jokes.
What's your dad's name, Kostaki?
Vassilis.
That's his first name?
Yeah, and his middle name is Constantino.
See, that's the rule. There's like rules for
that's the rule.
Yeah.
You mean you reverse them?
It's a tradition that not everybody does this, but the first son is named after the father's father.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you get this sort of repeating sort of generational thing. My grandfather was Constantinos.
Okay, so your dad is Vassilis.
Right, and that becomes my middle name.
Okay, so what do they call him? Do they call him Vassilis?
Yeah.
Vic?
They don't call it there's no nickname like Gus.
Well, at school, he went by Dr. E.
Oh, that's cool.
That was a lot easier for him, yeah.
And he wasn't a doctor. That's just because of the way he operated. That's why they called him the doctor.
That'd be even funnier if you knew the man. He was such a nerd.
So he did go by Vassilis. There was no silly or Vac.
Sometimes they translate that to Bill when you come to America.
Oh.
Well, that would have changed that
Fifth Dimension. Or Basil sometimes.
The Fifth Dimension song?
But Vassilis.
Vassilis!
Wait, I love won't you marry me, Vassilis? Vassilis! That doesn't, doesn't really have that ring to it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. We were discussing the NFL with Kostaki Economopoulos, the man behind the Quick Snaps podcast, available on Monday evenings at a computer near you.
That's right. After two brutal losses, the Bills have exposed themselves, so maybe they should consider stand-up comedy. Am I right, everybody?
Did you see the guy that was streaking at the Bills game?
Yes. Love that story.
The headline is, he apparently ran for more yards than the entire Bills.
He did make it 100 yards. Good for him.
But he was fully naked, as I mentioned earlier.
Fully naked.
It reminded me of...
Fully naked. That's a term someone who's uncomfortable with being naked uses.
Yes, fully naked.
He's fully naked.
But speaking of fully naked,
saw it, Kostaki, the man was gifted. It reminded me of my old flag football days.
Oh, makes me laugh.
Really? I haven't seen the picture of it.
I'm joking.
I only saw from behind. Is there a frontal photo?
Yeah. Did you play flag football?
Yeah, somewhere along the line, maybe college. Yes.
What's the sport in Greece? What's the national sport? Is it basketball?
Basketball got big in the last couple decades, but soccer, of course.
Soccer, oh, okay.
Yeah.
The Greek freak, right, on the box? Yeah.
The Greek freak. Name. He's kind of not, he's African descent and then grew up in Greece. He's a weird combination of things.
All right.
Well, that's why they call him a freak.
Well, the last name is long and weird, but not Greek.
I think we should probably it's my fault we started this. Let's just leave it there.
Christy, here's the guy that was streaking. He's, first of all,
like Christy,
the guy's in great shape.
Like Christy,
he's in great shape.
And
long flowing hair.
Look at those creamy white buns.
Is it Clay Matthews? It looks like Clay Matthews.
He's got the Clay Matthews hair.
Yeah.
He's a little Clay Matthews.
Yeah, the sad thing is the attendance at the game. Wow. There are fewer people there than there are pubic hairs on this guy's.
What's the penalty for that? Is it worth doing? It's worth doing, right? I hate to encourage that.
You gotta throw them.
I think you could possibly end up as a sex offender doing that.
Come on.
You're exposing yourself.
You
gotta go tell your
buddy of mine was taking a pee at an outdoor concert and had to pay thousands of dollars for legal fees to not get on some sex offender list.
And it used to, time was when you watching the football games and the TV would cover the people running out onto the field, and then they wised up like, oh, this might be contributing to this. Maybe we want to stop it.
Well, speaking of this subject area, sex with Louis C.K. is a little bit like a Giants game. There's no receiver, and you have to force people to watch.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
You're just going to Louis C.K. for another year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sure enough.
The Giants, Ben McAdoo, the coach, said he's not worried about job security, which is what you say while you're uploading your resume at ZipRecruiter.
Yep.
And congrats to the San Francisco 1-9ers. They won a game. Very exciting. Proving
San Francisco,
that they're not the Browns.
The San Francisco 49ers won.
Viking Skins is a barn burner.
I will break your neck over the phone.
Why do they call it a barn burner? That's my question. Is that what the Amish do when their team wins?
They go out and burn the barn? That isn't it. Where did that come from, Tom?
I don't know. That, you're the etymologist. Makes no sense to me.
I would assume it's because watching a barn burn is very exciting, and there's not much you can do about it.
That's
when you're
a pretty good guess.
When you're in the middle of nowhere and don't have a lot
not
of water
much you
to
can
pump.
Do about it?
Huh?
You know, the Amish can only see football live. They can't. You know, they got to go to the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this the premise? And is there something coming? Or is that the whole
if you're Amish, can you still have a playoff beard? These are questions.
Oh, how long ago was that Louis C.K. joke? Years? Seems like it now, doesn't it? He's on your back already.
You know, how is it? What is? Why is watching a Giants game like a Louis C.K.? What was it again now?
Well, it's, hold on. Where is it? There's no receiver, and you have to force people to watch.
Ah, very good. Thank you.
See, the Giants, not good this year. Here's another one. Perfect ejected for making contact with a referee. So if you don't touch the ref, you can do whatever you want. I'm asking for Louis. This is...
oh, nice.
Was it a holding call? Was it illegal motion? Was it roughing the viewer?
Was it jacking?
Unnecessary roughness?
Maybe.
Hey, it's a game of inches.
The Saints won big. They killed the Bills. I just hope they used every part of the Buffalo, because that's the nice way to do it, right?
Yeah, sure. Yes.
Yeah, use the horn.
Nothing to waste, yeah.
Has there ever been a mascot or a team name that matched a city less than the New Orleans Saints?
New Orleans is rather a raucous town. That's true.
There's not a lot of saintly behavior.
No, wait a minute. Now, 24-hour this, you're party. Touching on one of my pet peeves. No, the New Orleans Saints makes sense. When the Saints go marching in, et cetera, associated with New Orleans.
Right.
We get into arguments about with Joshy about this all the time because they play when the Saints go marching in St. Louis.
Right.
For the hockey team, which
yeah, for the Blues, yeah.
I don't know. Is that was that song? Did that originate in St. Louis? Is that why that's happening?
I'll have to look that up. I really don't know.
I thought Lewis did that.
I've been in New Orleans on several occasions. Not a lot of Saints running around there.
No.
The only team even in the running for, you know, weirdest match is the Utah Jazz.
Of course.
Right.
I love Utah, but it's the least jazz place on earth.
Look at the Los Angeles Lakers. How many lakes are in L.A.?
Right.
Not many.
Well, yeah, when you move a team, right.
Minneapolis.
But when you move the Jazz to Utah, that's just, you're just like, no, we're definitely not. You have to really try to not change it.
But the Utah Jazz now kind of goes together.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of fits.
Why are the Chargers the Chargers?
Remember the Baron Hilton owned the Chargers?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And it's he owned which card company? Diners Club, I think, or something.
Oh.
So you're charging.
But they have a license.
Oh,
they have
God.
A lightning
bolt. Are you kidding?
Bolt,
no.
Is that right?
We looked
so
that up.
So you mean you're supposed to be in fear of someone who's shopping too much?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
Tom, I'm not kidding.
She's out there with a credit card. Look out.
Josh, do you remember we went over
we
this
talked about, yes.
Like
yeah.
6 months ago. And you're
you're the guy yesterday, mid-story, Grace said to you, she goes, Jick, are you listening at all? That was the headline. Do you remember that moment yesterday?
No. Huh?
It was lovely.
I don't remember anything.
I'm sorry. Kostaki, closer.
Oh, closer. Well, let's go to this. You know where the Bears got their name from? When Halas brought a football team to Chicago in the 20s, they played at Wrigley. And you figure, well, these guys are bigger than the baseball players. The baseball team was, of course, the Cubs, and that's why I call them the Bears. Plus, traditionally, both of those teams hibernate during the playoffs.
And, of course, the Blackhawks kill the Bears and the Cubs. So, Native Americans.
Very nice.
Right. Oh.
Kostaki is the man behind Quick Snaps, the podcast. He's also being kind of wishy-washy about his Thanksgiving plans.
That's true.
I've got a feeling you're going to a restaurant.
I didn't mean to be elusive. We do have traditional stuff we do here. We just don't have the kiddo this time. Sometimes we have the kiddo, yeah. And then we go to the parade and the thing,
right.
Turkey.
Yeah.
On the off years, when we don't have the kiddo, sometimes we just do more like grown-up stuff.
It sounds like an adult Thanksgiving to me.
Now, Kostaki.
Time to stuff the turkey.
Kostaki.
That's my wife.
Your former, how do I word this delicately? Your baby mama is Canadian.
That's correct.
Hasn't Canada's Thanksgiving
October, yeah.
already taken place?
Yeah, they do that earlier.
So
right?
why don't you give her? Why don't you give her? Why don't you do it this way? You get the American, she gets the Canadian.
Don't
Where
start
were you when we
fight.
Were negotiating this?
Okay,
what the hell's wrong with
Tom,
you?
Sorry, part of being difficult is that sometimes you're difficult. And the Canadian is difficult. We all know it.
Okay.
Do we have time for the barn burner history? It's real quick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
A barn burner comes from, it's an old story of a Dutchman who relieved himself of rats by burning his barns, which were infested by them. So he would burn the barns down when the rats were in there.
There was a high-scoring rat killing?
Yes. And so then the...
then you'd have to rebuild the barn?
That seems...
Is this an O. Henry story?
No, it had happened. And so then
wouldn't all the rats run out and then infect everybody else's barns?
I don't know.
Selfish prick.
I'm starting to regret even bringing it up.
Yeah, it's not only boring, it's confusing.
But then two factions of the Democratic Party would use it in New York City. When it was an exciting race.
The messenger for not enjoying the answer.
Yeah.
I just fell asleep.
I'm going to go take a break.
We need a closer.
When we come back, we'll have something that'll bring Josh back. We'll reel him back in. Thanks, Kostaki.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
See you later. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Got some Veterans Day special requests coming up.
Cool.
Veterans Day Saturday, but we're still honoring the great men and women of the military. If you've got a request, Josh, how would one get that to us?
Text us. Use the Tom's Interface texting system, I say.
D-I-T-S.
Yeah, the number is 888-262-8661.
Now, here in the Bob and Tom program, coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios, getting ready for Thursday's Napa Shoe-In of the Week. This week's the big makeup week after last week's the Poseidon Adventure and
30 and 31
picks.
On the season.
We have been working on a jingle to help you remember how to text us.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Let's just give this a listen, see if you like any of these.
All right.
Now, I think you'll kind of figure out what's going on here. Okay. Let me find it here. Here we go. Sorry. This is brand new. And totally original. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, there's 888-262-8661.
882-262.
No, 888.
888.
What did I say? Okay, sorry.
See, play the thing.
Haywood throws me.
Play the thing.
Haywood, stop it. Here we go.
Oh, there's 888-262-8661.
Sure
okay.
is.
All right, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Okay. Did you like
that's
that
the
one?
That's the number.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's try this one.
Well, there's more.
This is a little more perhaps familiar to many out there.
Okay. All right. I've got your number.
That's really
not as easy on the ear.
Yeah, no.
Great editing, Dean, but man,
doesn't really flow. Here we go. You can text us.
888-262-8661. Oh, that was me.
Yeah,
hey, that was you.
A little bit of musical accompaniment.
Sound like you. In my head, I hear 888-262.
That's interesting, because I will kill you with this stapler.
I'm Josh Arnold.
You know, he was out and about enjoying the listeners, meeting the public last week, and some guy started talking, and some guy goes,
"You don't sound like it."
Why does Chick do that? Why does Chick do anything? Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, Tom, your index texting system's more complicated than microfiche. I'll say it right your face.
Sorry.
I'm glad Josh is there to make it simple. And I think if you add up all them numbers in that phone number, that's about what Ric Flair's claiming he's done over the years. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, he said he's had sex with 10,000 women. And that also, the funnier part was he claims that he's, masturbates at least twice a day?
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, he did. Yeah.
Well, I thought only football players and junkies had two a days, not wrestlers.
Yeah.
So he might be a first one. Mm-hmm. And he was a pro wrestler, so who's to say he didn't fake half them things anyway?
Yeah.
That's what Tom thinks.
And I'll say it just like this. Nobody wants to think about some old broke down wrestler with skin like Corinthian leather giving himself suicide tuggies.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Yeah, you really, that's a good point, Donnie. Yeah.
I mean, no wonder why he's been on bed rest the last 20 years, because Nature Boy looks more weathered than Nick Nolte's mugshot. You don't believe in global warming, just glance at Nature Boy's current condition. His hair's so thin it looks like a pearly white cobweb now. You can even see the liver spots on his scalp. So there's no way he's in shape to do all of that. I don't care if he owns a shake weight. Sit right his face. His heart could never take that workload on top of 10,000 slump busters. and no telling how many turnbuckles over the years. Uh-huh. Think about that number, 10,000 women, and not one's come forward.
Yep.
And Hulk Hogan saved his career with the sex tape. So you know if Nature Boy wrote that many women, at least one Walmart queen would have been running the film. I swear to God. That's just the price you pay to party today. So either he's making it up, or he wasn't that good at it.
Yeah.
Man, the fact remains, the first time I bent Angel Skinner over her 86 Mazda, she kept her high tops on because she couldn't wait to run and tell her friends all about it.
Is that right?
I swear to God. She's getting Reebok pumps on both ends. I'm just saying, these numbers don't add up. 10,000 women, and then 2 visits a day to the Jack Shack. Okay, who were his parents then? Wilt Chamberlain and Louis C.K.? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, would you shake hands with him?
Ric Flair?
The Nature Boy?
Yes. He washes his hands.
Oh, I'd give him a hug.
What are you talking about?
He's a legend.
Okay. That obviously his hand shakes a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, speaking of legends.
Up and down motion.
You've expressed disdain and outright hatred about the term sports honcho.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct?
That's correct.
You miss sports doctor or?
Sports buddy.
Sports
buddy.
See, I feel the same way about sports buddy.
Didn't you name yourself the sports buddy? I know why she's trying to.
You tell her.
I know. Well, she's actually on your side. She's saying
like
sports buddy is annoying.
Well, I have something new.
Instead of sports honcho?
Instead of sports honcho, okay. How about Chick McGee, Sportsosaurus Rex?
Yes.
What do you think?
We've got a Rex?
Absolutely.
You've got a Rex here?
Sportsosaurus Rex.
So I would love to hear Tom introduce you as that, and let's see how it fits.
All right.
Try this on for size.
All right.
Okay, hang on a second.
I have a sports story.
Okay, hang on a second. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a sports update from Chick McGee, Sportsosaurus Rex.
How did that feel?
Thank you, Tom. Feel good?
Kind of embarrassing. I feel like we're.
What about talking to me isn't embarrassing.
I feel like someone's making a movie about bad radio shows, and they cut to us introducing the Sportsosaurus Rex.
Don't you listen to him, Rexy?
Thanks,
Rexy.
Sexy Rexy. How about that? Ooh. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hooray! Hey, this is the governor, conspiracy theorist, Navy SEAL, ex wrestler, and world class fisherman, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, sure. Hi there, Jesse.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers in the news. Jesse, I'm sure you heard Ric Flair claiming he masturbates twice a day and has 10,000 women under his
belt. Right, 10,000 women in his 2-a-day solo matches, putting his schlong in a figure four.
Uh huh.
So what? You know, so what?
What kind of numbers are you putting out there?
Well, I've drilled over 10,000 holes.
Okay.
In the ice. I'm a great fisherman.
We know. Do you have your fishing tackle joke box there?
I do have it, but I just wanted to tell you before this call is brought to you by Hummingbird Ice Helix 7 Ice Finish Fishing Sonar. Damn it to hell, I'm going to get me a damn free fish finder sooner or later. Oh, let's go straight to the joke tackle box and see what we've got in there.
Oh, good.
This morning. It's the governor's fishing joke check. Oh, son of a bitch, there's a lure. Got me again.
Ow. Oh, yeah, that'll.
Okay,
careful.
One day Jim and Joe were out fishing when a funeral service passed over the bridge they were fishing by.
Oh.
Well, Jim took off his hat, put it over his heart until the funeral service had passed by.
Yes.
Joe says, gee, Jim. Jim, I didn't know you had it in you. Jim replied, well, it's the least I could do. After all, I was married to her for 30 years.
There you go.
That
was a dusty tackle.
The least.
Goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Extra. Do I have to do that stupid intro again?
I'm sorry, who are you introducing?
Sports of Pocahontas West. What is it again? Sports of Hontas.
I thought you liked it.
Sports
sort of.
What is it? Sportsosaurus?
Sportsosaurus Rex.
He'll never remember it.
Sportsosaurus Rex. He's the king of sports.
He's the dino of sports.
Doesn't Rex mean, isn't Rex king?
So yes.
He's the sports king. I do like the sports king.
The sports king.
Because that reminds me of my favorite movie, My Favorite Year.
Yeah.
King. King Kaiser.
I'm telling king. Bill Macy, amazing. Every week in the NFL, there seems to be at least a new player out there who's unhappy with playing football on Thursday night. add Ben Roethlisberger to the latest. Here's his quote. It's miserable. It's terrible. It's awful. They need to get rid of the Thursday night game. It's stupid. Just play on Mondays and Sundays. It's tough on us. Ugh. You're beat up. You're banged up. You need the extra couple of days. It's violent. Stuff gets in our eyes. We cry. I tripped. It's a very physical game.
How much money does he make?
No, but I think he's correct about this.
I think he is, too.
Okay, but adjust their salaries.
Yeah, take a game away.
Is there a stat?
No, they just don't play on Thursday night.
Is there a stat?
Play the same number of games.
Is there a stat on the number of losses after the short week?
I'm sorry, who are you addressing?
King, what's his name again?
Sports King.
No.
Is it King Sports or Sports King?
Sports-a-saurus.
Sports-a-saurus.
So it's Rex.
Rex.
Sportsosaurus Rex. That's is there right. a stat on the short week?
Both teams are going through it, so I'm not just speaking about my team. I'm sure the Titans would say the same thing, and everyone who's played on Thursday night would say the same thing ever. Actually, Richard Sherman wrote a piece last year about how awful Thursday night was, and he got hurt last Thursday night.
I don't like Thursdays.
You've got to let your body recover a little bit, said Roethlisberger. Even a week, you're still not fully recovered by Sunday to Sunday. My body's a fine-tuned instrument. You think I get this way eating Cool Whip and ice cream?
Did he say that?
No, I added.
Okay.
You're still dealing with bumps and bruises and things. I tripped last week. I added that, too. Just continue to build up throughout the season. You go on such a short week, man, it's just no good. I don't know many players that like Thursday night football. It's a tough thing to do, but, you know. And, you know, honestly, who enjoys Monday NFL football more than me?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Not that I know of.
Thursday, you forget there's a game. Hey, there's Thursday night football on. I'll be damned. Except Thanksgiving, of course.
Aren't the ratings doing pretty well?
Where does it air?
Right now it's on NBC, but before that it was on CBS, and then I think it was on Yahoo for a little bit.
Okay.
And then you could watch it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then,
on the Blue Network.
And then it was on the Dumont Network.
It's been everywhere.
This has been Chick McGee, Sportsosaurus Rex.
You sneeze.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I like it.
It's time for something new.
What?
Okay. The Bob and Tom players once again got together, and I think you may or may not enjoy this. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Dr. Randy Cooter.
And I'm Dr. Cookie Shaver.
And we're the Sisters of Shaving.
Cut, ladies, that's the wrong commercial.
Oh, sorry.
Look at page one, the yellow sheets, okay? This is a take. Let's roll.
Hello, I'm Dr. Randy Cooter, CEO of The Smiling Gyno, a company that specializes in all natural feminine hygiene products.
And I'm Dr. Cookie Shaver. Here at The Smiling Gyno, our organic pH-balanced douches come in a variety of new fragrances that evoke the pleasures of the fall.
Seasonal favorites like burning leaves,
caramel apple,
mothballed sweaters,
wet honking geese,
and of course, pumpkin spice.
We want your hoochie looking and smelling so good that Martha Stewart could use it as a dining room table centerpiece.
And we here at the Smiling Gyno believe that women who practice good hygiene in their nether regions are happier, healthier, and more confident.
And isn't it time your bicycle seat stopped smelling like it had a starring role on The Deadliest Catch?
I like to say, take care of your hoo-ha, and it will take care of you.
And to show you that we mean it, we're offering our Happy Harvest Hoo-Ha Special.
From now until the end of the month, purchase any one of our new autumn douches, and we'll throw in a free pack of pre-moistened cleansing cloths.
These handy scented cloths are a quick and discreet way to freshen up when you're on the go. Stash them in your purse or gym bag.
Cleansing cloth fragrances include yoga pants with a splash of Gouda cheese.
The autumn whiff of adultery.
Splish splash horse bath.
Lot lizards funk no more.
And of course, pumpkin spice.
At the Smiling Gyno, we like to say, if your lower 40 needs a scarecrow, you've waited too long.
I'm Dr. Randy Cooter.
And I'm Dr. Cookie Shaver.
Remember our motto. When your dog runs into the room
and comes at your crotch, nose first,
don't be left shouting, down, boy, down, boy.
Okay, ladies, that's a take.
Hey, tell research this turkey gravy douche is still lumpy. Oh.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, oh boy.
All right, sir.
The Sisters of Shaving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the Smiling Gyno.
Sounds like a fun place. We have someone who sounds an awful lot like Dr. What was it again?
Shaver.
Dr. Shaver.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them sounded like a professional broadcaster. That was interesting. Really good.
Not an actual physician.
Uh-uh.
We have Christy Lee here. She's got some stuff in the world of news. Christy.
I have kind of a sports story. The Association of
Wait a minute. It's time now for Chick McGee, the Sportsosaurus Rex. Special correspondent Christy Lee at the Sports Annex.
The Sportsoraptor.
I could be a Sportsoraptor.
The Vusportsoraptor, I think.
The Association of British Scrabble Players banned one of its star players for 3 years after an independent investigation concluded he had broken the game's rules.
Uh-oh.
Three independent witnesses claim Alan Simmons put a hand with freshly drawn letter tiles back into a bag to draw more tiles, which is against the rules.
How dare this monster.
Yeah,
so what, he
cheating.
Looked at the tiles, didn't like them, and is that the allegation? Presumably.
Can't you do that?
What, you mean look at the tiles, and if you don't like the letters, heave them back and go
yeah,
back
you can't
in?
Can't do
no.
that. Simmons has authored books on Scrabble and contributed game coverage to the Times. He denied the accusations and said he had suffered the same untimely bad luck from the bag as anyone else.
Wow. So he's denying that he cheated.
He's denying, but he's been banned for 3 years.
So he's the Barry Bonds of Scrabble.
Yeah.
Barry's making a comeback. You wait and see.
Really?
What's he going to do?
He's batting coach, I think, for the Giants.
Oh, I see.
I was say, how old is he?
No, he'll be in the hall one day.
No, he won't.
I think he's going to end up there. It's okay.
Will they make him take
this has been the opinion of Chick McGee, Sportsosaurus Rex.
Will he take a steroids test before the ceremony?
Why would they need that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they should have been giving him a lot sooner. So the guy's cheating at Scrabble?
Apparently.
Josh, you a Scrabble player?
No, I've never played.
You're kidding me.
And I'm a word guy, yeah.
You are. Oh, you
never played Words with Friends, never played Scrabble.
Scrabble.
Really?
Yeah, how does Word with Friends get away with not calling it Scrabble?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
You got me, but it's fun. They've got triple word scores, and you got to hang on to your letters until you get near a double word score, triple letter score, double letter score.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd enjoy it, but
you'd be very good at it.
We'll have a Scrabble night at Tom's house.
I've got the table.
You have a Scrabble table.
You have a Scrabble table?
Well, no, I've got
Do you have the nice Scrabble board?
Oh, that spins?
It spins, yeah. I've got
the Lazy Susan?
Yeah,
okay.
Lazy Susan Scrabble table. And then I augment the rules, as you probably have heard.
Oh, there's, something about...
Yes, if you... Any word that you can't say on radio or TV is an automatic double word score. So if you put that on a triple word score, you get a triple double.
So
you want to save certain letters just in case.
The C's and the K's.
Yeah,
those are big, I would imagine. An F might come in.
Yeah, we have sort of over the years compiled. It actually helps you with
your
radio broadcasting because you remember, I can't use that word because I won a Scrabble game by
using it, yeah.
Can you use the same word more than once?
Sure.
You can.
Absolutely.
In real Scrabble, you can?
That doesn't seem like that. Seems like that should be a rule.
I've never been told you couldn't.
Oh, I didn't think you could, but.
Do they do drug tests in the Scrabble championships?
Do you put S's on
Adderall?
Yeah, they test. That's no joke. Do they test for Adderall?
I bet he does. You look like the kind of guy.
If someone has the word duck, you make it ducks, and then you build down from the S or up from the S, and you get credit
for both
words.
Okay, but what if you don't build down or build up? You just put S on there, and that's your turn.
That's perfectly acceptable. You're not going to get a lot of points, typically.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the only move you have.
Is the F word, can you pluralize that?
Yeah, I don't give.
I don't give very many.
Dumb blanks.
Yes, yeah.
Look at those dumb over there.
I see. Well, good to know. Christy, when we come back, you got the teaser for us?
I sure do. We have a wedding ring lost in Halloween candy. We have somebody leaving their dentures at a polling place. And would you like a Louis Vuitton toilet? Coming up.
No. Yes.
No, thanks.
And maybe, if you're lucky, the Chick McGee Sportsosaurus Rex will be at the Sportsosaurus desk with the Sportsosaurus Rex.
I got to write this down. I keep trying to say it and it comes out horse's ass. We'll be right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Coast to coast on great radio stations worldwide on American Forces Radio. I've got some requests here.
Oh.
Continuing our veterans request, we'll get to another one in just a second. That's Josh, that's Chick, that's the legendary Ace Cosby behind the controls today.
Yes.
Hello.
Thank you very much, Ace. That's Christy Lee, and she's got a couple more news stories for us first. What have you got, Christy?
Well, I have a very happy little story. Some Montana drivers got Thanksgiving turkeys instead of tickets when they were pulled over by police. According to the Billings Gazette, officers with the police department checked for outstanding warrants after pulling over drivers for traffic violations, and if they found none, they issued a written warning and a frozen turkey.
Ah, thanks, officer. I just ate 2 pounds of pot, but...
yeah, and I shat my pants. Yeah, I appreciate you pulling me over and giving me this turkey. It makes it all worthwhile.
Now, do they get the turkey or a certificate for
driver?
Is it me, or could this go horribly wrong?
Oh, it's a nice idea.
It is very nice. But that is a good question. They hand him a frozen turkey?
Well, it says a frozen turkey. It says a local businessman bought the birds and asked the department to distribute them in time for the holiday.
I just hope the term returned fire isn't in a story coming up later. Hey! Okay.
One driver, Larry Riddle, appreciated the surprise after he was pulled over. signaling. A turn.
That's the Joker. Yeah, sorry, I made the same mistake last week. Yeah. I always get those two mixed up.
Did you see Matthew McConaughey passed out a bunch of turkeys, too?
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, he went somewhere and... all right. That may have been a chick story, now that I think about it.
What?
You were looking at me as though, oh, yes,
no,
tell this little tale that goes nowhere.
I was waiting for funny stuff. No, wait a minute. Hold it. That's the story? Matthew McConaughey passed out turkeys?
Yes.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought he was going to say it was a handful of his movies, but he's been in so many good
turkeys.
Ones, you can't say that.
Oh.
Nope. No,
I thought
just
it was
a
nice, happy little story.
Right, yeah. So and same with the McConaughey deal.
And what does that car commercial he's in accomplish? What does that do?
Oh, those are
the
great.
Lincolns. Is that
Lincoln? I mean, there's something amazing about them, and I always want. But
it's just
kind of classy.
It's not a hard sell.
He's like staring into the mirror.
Kind of ethereal.
He's pushing some booze now too, isn't
and
he?
And then he goes and he.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm walking with a glass of
a Cravatier.
Be funnier if you were walking with an enema bag.
Oh, Tom,
well,
what is wrong with you? Seriously.
Why?
We'd be talking about it.
You know,
you're a whack job.
See Matthew McConaughey talking about giving himself a vodka enema. Yeah, that's different. Hops out of a nice Lincoln Continental and jumps on the bag.
You know, I appreciate what you do, but you really need that. You need to have this enema thing looked at. Vermont police are searching for a wedding ring that got lost in a Halloween candy bag. According to police, a South Burlington woman called after she accidentally dropped her yellow gold and diamond eternity wedding band into a trick-or-treater's bag.
On her fingers.
Police are asking parents to check their children's candy bags if they visited the Butler Farm neighborhood on Halloween.
Some kid probably found it in his bag and egged her house. I wanted a Snickers bar. Not the cheapskate. He heaves it into the woods.
This happened to a friend of our neighborhood. He thinks he put his keys in somebody's trick-or-treat bag.
Oh.
And he sent out a big, you know how we, I don't know if your neighborhood has it, but there's a neighborhood like special email that you can get.
Oh, I bet that's awful.
And he had to write an email. And I was like, oh my, I've searched everywhere and I think my 4-year-old daughter put it in somebody's trick-or-treat bag.
Well, today car keys are...
Yeah, they look
$300 bucks.
Yeah.
For a new
Who's
setup.
Clamoring for the neighborhood email? Is anybody say, "Oh, it's Tuesday. I can't wait to read the newsletter."
It's a newsletter. It comes out no matter what. Like if somebody has something that posts missing cats.
I see.
Oh, we have it all.
I guess it's helpful, but it's got it's
I have a bookshelf for sale.
You don't have that at your apartment complex?
I do get a newsletter.
I'm on
a sad picture of the outside of your apartment with the one chair out there.
What's it called again?
It's called neighborhood something. Neighborhood
door? Is there a door?
Next door.
Next
door.
Right.
Oh,
door.
Really? You have it too?
I'm on it, yeah.
So do they think maybe some little kid stole the ring off her finger?
No, she thinks she dropped it into the... Bag
that'd be
mistake.
That'd be a great police lineup. You've got, you know, a 3-foot Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. Still in the costumes. Yeah.
3.5-foot Batman, 2.5-foot Jedi.
Pikachu, turn to the right.
Pirate. I think the pirate took it.
He looks guilty.
Besides,
to me.
It was a crappy ring. It was fun size.
Yeah, it's called Next Door.
Oh,
like
gotcha.
Here's somebody looking for somebody to blow out their pool lines.
Yeah, it's the weirdest stuff. Like I've got a gold washer. If somebody can have it, just come and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yep,
makes sense.
I get a newsletter from the apartment complex every month. Hey, it's Come, come eat cheese and crackers the night before Thanksgiving with all your other... No. You'd have to put a gun to my head and maybe I'll go.
Do you know any of your neighbors?
You might meet some lovely young woman.
There might be some...
Might dig the Josh.
Busted, long-nailed...
Is that what you're into? Busty
long nail. What the hell?
I don't know.
A receptionist from 1952?
Hey.
Oh, cool.
She'll do this.
Hey, mister.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Josh.
So you don't know any of your neighbors?
No. I know.
Why don't you go to the
the people above me seem to be in a rather rough relationship.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the guy's name is Dave.
No,
Dave.
The opposite.
Oh, the opposite.
No.
I've often yelled, "Break up!" I'm not kidding. I go, "Break up already!"
You need a broom. You can beat the ceiling. Yeah.
Just checking in with each other. I think you should go. They love each other
because I happen to know where you live, and that area is known as the Herpes Triangle.
Well, why would you?
Oh boy,
it's a fact, Ace. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't think.
In 1985, it was.
Yeah. Well, so why would I go?
Yeah, why would he want to get herpes?
Oh, that's just a nickname.
It's a nickname
just
for
suggesting that there are a lot of women there
who are loose.
It's like when they call. It's like when they call Jim Carrey White Devil in Ace Ventura. Yeah. That's how they know you. Yeah. Herpes Triangle. It's just a nickname. It's fun.
Yeah. No, I think that'd be cool for you to go. I tell you what. What if Christy Chick and I go with you to this cheese thing?
Wait a minute. Why the hell do I have to go?
Tonight before Thanksgiving. That's a little busy for me. But
it's kind of a big party.
That's from like 4 to 6. So you can still do your thing.
Cut to me and Christy and Josh standing at this stupid party and you
Tom
texting. Tom just texted. He's not coming. Well, no kidding.
And then some other guy who's just been in, you know, his apartment's just his masturbatorium for three. He just, there's free snacks.
Is that what you think it's going to be like?
I think it'll be weirdos that go to that. Yes.
Where'd you get the word masturbatorium? That came quickly.
I've used it before, isn't it?
Okay. Just asking.
Hey, when we come back, we'll talk about the dentures that were left. Okay. Or do you want to do them now?
As you know, in Cleveland, little kids were upset because instead of getting candy, they were getting Browns season tickets.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the new Apple of Halloween gifts.
Eat it raw, mister.
And maybe an update from the Sportsosaurus Rex. Chick McGee.
That's a great dinosaur.
And don't forget to send us a text. We'd love to hear from you at...
Oh, there's... 888-262-8661.
888-262-8661. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Happy to be here. Thank you very much. Let's go around the horn, shall we? First off, coast to coast on great radio stations and worldwide on American Forces Radio, continuing Veterans Day with more requests. I promise I've got them coming up in a second. Our engineer today is the legendary Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Thank you very much. And we have Chick McGee.
Hello.
And that would be Josh.
Yes.
Christy Lee, this is Tom speaking. Happy to be here.
Veteran, send in your requests and let us know where you're at.
Yes. Now, Christy, again, you said you had something over there of interest.
Yes, a city clerk in Maine is looking for the owner of a set of dentures left behind in a polling booth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Sometimes.
Dad is better.
Ladies and gentlemen, visit Maine, the home of Stephen King.
The Portland Press Herald reports the false teeth were discovered during last week's election. An election clerk found the teeth in an auditorium that serves as a polling place in Portland.
Okay.
The dentures are now in a plastic bag.
Yeah, just tie them up in there.
Yep, in the city clerk's office.
I'm surprised they don't know whose they are.
They're in the Portland City Hall, just a few steps from the polling place if you've lost them.
I told you this before. I had to go to Lost and Found at Disney World, and I got talking to the lady that worked there.
Of course you did.
And some of the stuff they have, and they have a ton of dentures.
I was surprised at one particular item.
Yeah, no, because I was looking for a pair of sunglasses.
Because, you know,
prescription. They weren't mine. They were someone else's.
Those sunglasses, or they may be on your head, or they may be in your pocket.
And she said, when were they lost? And I said, this morning, and she brought out a bag of about 40.
Wow, yeah.
But then
I said, what are some of the unusual things you find here? And she goes, oh, we get artificial limbs.
Sure, they'll shoot off, I guess, on a roller coaster. No, I'm sure people take them out for some reason.
Wouldn't you think
is the park uneven or did I forget my leg?
How do you forget a prosthetic
Probably
leg?
You're in a chair. And
even in a chair.
Or maybe you're doing a classic bit. You know what I would do if I had a prosthetic leg?
Bring an extra?
I would just walk onto the ride or whatever. And then after the ride, I would take my leg off and go, don't ride this. I lost my leg.
You take some ketchup with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Well, did you have another sports story?
I'm sorry, who are you talking to?
Oh, God.
You will address him not as El Conquistador, but as...
It's the Sportsosaurus. Wait a minute. I've got to get a sound effect. Are you kidding me?
I've got the sound effect.
He's got to write it down. He'll never...
It's the Sportsosaurus Rex with this important... There's two on here. Did you do that?
I did.
Okay, it's the Sportsosaurus Rex.
I love it that you don't know it's coming, where it's coming from.
Because this actually fits with one of our veterans' requests. The story about the dentures.
Well, that's a sport.
What, voting?
No, tonsil hockey. You don't have your dentures. You know,
when did that become a sport?
I'll take your teeth out for you.
Well, this actually, in fact, this ties in a double way. And this actually ties in twice because if you're the Sportsosaurus, that reminds us of.
Don't forget the Rex. That's the king part.
Sportsosaurus Rex.
Thank you.
If you're the Sportsosaurus Rex, that kind of reminds us of dinosaurs. And dinosaurs leads to this, which is people with dentures. You'll see the
You know connection. What? I can almost feel that your disdain for me is authentic. Almost.
Mm-hmm. It's very real. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
My God, you mean you've got a Rex?
Yes, we've got a Rex. He's right over there.
Oh, my gosh. Look at him. He's huge. How old is he?
Oh, at least 65. You know, we don't even know for sure.
This summer, you won't believe your eyes. From Steven Spielberg. The story of a theme park that time forgot. Geriatric Park.
Hey, Rex, come over here.
Hey, what's it?
We found Rex wandering around the mall early one morning. He's been here since the inception of Geriatric Park.
That's hey, what you found?
What's he doing with that metal device?
Well, it's some sort of apparatus that we believe he uses to hunt. Oh, watch him when it makes that beeping sound.
Hey, look at this, a shiny penny. Hey, you're Creamer. Hey, what's she?
Come along, let's get in the tram and I'll show you the other pavilion.
Oh my gosh, a 63 Buick. I haven't seen one of these things in years.
Yes, it's to make them feel as if they're in their natural habitat.
Hey, your left turn signal's stuck on.
We found they like it that way.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole herd of them. Where are they heading?
It's feeding time. They're going to the smorgasbord cafeteria. We find that for some reason they like the meal more if they wait in line and the food is set out under bright lights.
Are they herbivores or carnivores?
Well, they're mostly herbivores, although we discovered that if we cut the meat up into little pieces for them, they enjoy it more.
Oh my gosh! Doctor, look over here at these tracks. Is this some sort of quadruped?
No, those are just walker tracks. You'll see those quite often. Now, let's head over.
No, look out! That big one's attacking!
You! Where's my world's fair spoon? I want my spoon! Come here, boy!
Hold on, I'll distract him.
Hey, look over there! It's Vic Damone!
Vic Damone? Really? I love him. I saw him at the Starlight Music back in 1962.
That was close.
Hey, check out these fossilized teeth I found. What type of creature did these come from?
Oh, those are Rexes.
Hey, Rex, here's your dentures. Where's my paw grip? Where's my paw grip? I want scram legs. I don't feel very good. Oh, Kramer. Hey, what's you?
Come see the thriller of this summer. Kramer, Geriatric Park. You? Rated PG-65.
Hey, what's it?
Oh, what? He's the sports
Sportscaster. What is it called? Sportscaster.
I didn't have my headphones on.
Sportosaurus Rex.
Did he say sportscaster?
Yeah.
Oh, cancer?
He's a caster.
Sportscaster.
Sportscaster.
He's that sportscaster.
No, this will help.
I'm not speaking to anyone.
I'll get it. Bob and Tom show. Hello.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny.
Hey, shooting, we just landed. I'm an ATL. Just got in from TPA through ORD. I had to call you guys right away. I heard, is this true, Josh is bailing on his neighborhood mixer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Josh isn't going to go for the apartment complex mixer. Doesn't want to meet Miss Wright.
No can do, cowboy. Okay. Oh. Listen, Shooter, Zig Ziglar is rolling around in his grave right now.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm not in sales. I'm in solutions. But I'm rich for a bitch like this. Think about it. Cheese leads to crackers.
Yes.
Crackers lead to clients. Hello.
Hello.
Josh, cheese and crackers are usually served on a tray, right?
That's right.
Well, step up and be the pivot man, guy. Grab the tray along with the cheese and crackers, dress it up with some business cards or maybe pamphlets for your points program.
Okay.
You know, people hate poor small talk, so they'd rather read our marketing bullet points and listen to Lenny describe his random erectile dysfunction. Who wants to hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're missing a gigantic chance to attract P1 clients and also get residual marketing just by being, and most important, oh, crap case, I got a phone call. Hang tight.
Okay.
Hey, shouldn't we just
the most important part?
Yeah, ATL. Hey, you're going to close that Caldwell today, right? Or not? Well, why not, Mike? When? Oh, yikes. Well, okay. Well, since it's closed casket, just leave the cards up by the sign-in book.
That's only good
sprinkle
taste.
Sprinkle a few in the flower arrangements. Yeah, right by, that's high traffic area. Guys, I got to take this. Big things just happened. Caldwell deal's still open. I'll call you from Phoenix. We just landed.
Okay, thank you.
That's the McCurdy Award winning Kenny Tarmack.
You don't want to be Mike has a lot of death in his family. You don't want to be.
Yeah.
You
know, his buddy Mike.
Mike always is at a funeral. Yeah, I don't
every
like
time
that.
He's always seeing coffees for closers.
Yeah.
Is they still allowed to show that movie? We have a lot to get to. Christy, what else have you got over there?
Okay. A California artist has cut up $18,000 worth of Louis Vuitton merchandise.
Oh, let Tom say it.
Louis Vuitton.
To make a luxury toilet, according to the item's listing on Tradesy, it took the artist Ilma Gore 3 months and 24 bags.
Is that a real site?
Yeah, Tradesy, absolutely.
Tradesy.
Yeah. Huh. Valued at $15,000 each, as well as a $3,000 suitcase to make the functioning toilet.
Wait a minute. So she cut up how many of these purses?
She cut up $18,000 worth of Louis, 24 bags and a suitcase.
Okay. All
why'd she do that?
To make the toilet.
I'm trying to find a picture.
All right, I'm confused. I am confused at the math.
What would you pay for a Louis Vuitton toilet?
Nothing. Oh, here it is. Here it is. It looks like
is it a
purses.
Leather toilet?
It looks like those purses.
Oh,
it's
my
got
gosh.
That look at Josh. You'll recognize
there it
these.
Is.
You've
I
seen
got
these
it
purses
for you.
Before. It's a standard looking toilet covered in the Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah, with the gold bowl, of course.
Oh, dear God.
Now, wait.
Really?
Okay, so
it's on sale for $100,000. You could put this in your home for $100,000.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
Talk about pissing your money away.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that is completely ridiculous.
Oh, and look at her. Oh, yeah, she's a real artist, isn't she?
Yeah, now my ass can look down on the help.
Now, is the toilet, is that ceramic or porcelain or what? Or is that leather inside the bowl?
It's, it looks like it's everything's coated in this. Is that, that's not leather, is it?
No,
it's high-end vinyl, isn't it?
But it's not going to be able to hold up for very long.
You wouldn't think, I mean, how does water affect it?
Yeah. And
that's probably a bitch finding your keys in there.
Oh, they were purses, yes.
It says it's a gold-plated bowl, so.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Do you use silk sheets for the wiping process? I say.
Oh, my God.
Is this common paper?
Oh, my God. What thread count is this?
Wow. I'm sure that somewhere, someone along the line
I've actually purchased stuff on Tradesy before.
But not one of these.
Not one of these. Oh, God,
you know,
no.
It looks the tank and the lid looks a lot cooler than I thought it would.
It does look okay.
Yes, Tom has his hand raised.
Yes, Tom.
I want you to answer this honestly, Christy.
Yes.
Have you ever vomited in a purse?
No.
Never.
And do you know anybody who has?
No.
That you know of?
I've vomited In a car. Ace, you want to tell that story?
That's okay.
Oh, you. Sounds like he's eager to share it.
Yeah. What did you gag on?
No, I had been drinking, Josh.
Oh, I see.
Sorry. We just...
God.
Well, you brought Ace up.
Yeah. Yeah. It was in his car. Can only assume.
Yeah. Wasn't it in your car?
Yes.
It was in Ace's car. That's why I brought it up.
I did not get the full laugh. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studio, and we're glad to be here. Hope you are, too. We have some fascinating things coming up in the world of news. We have renamed Chick McGee. He's no longer the sports honcho. He now wants to see if Sportsosaurus Rex will catch on. Yeah, I can see that. You can come out with some T-shirts.
Sort of like the Frau Verbissena or whatever. You hear the horse every time it's said.
Oh, Frau. Yeah. Blücher.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. What's Frau Verbissena from that?
And is it Blücher German for glue or something? Isn't that the joke?
Oh, Frau Verbissena is Austin Powers, I think.
Now to head over to.
I'll shut up.
Christy Lee with some interesting news.
I have a couple of stories.
Josh got a movie reference wrong.
That involve church and beer. A church in South Africa baptizes its congregants. Is that it? Congregants?
Oh, good luck with that.
With beer.
Oh, boy.
Freddy's Tavern in Orange Farm has been the home of Gabola Church, where members are encouraged to drink during worship.
Ebola Church?
It's Gabola, G-A-B-O-L-A. Okay. Gabola.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Doesn't that sound like another word for a gossip? Look at this Gabola.
Talking. I'm with Chick on this one. That's awfully close to Ebola.
Yeah.
They can have their beverages blessed by the church's founder, Bishop Tsietse Makidi.
Where is this? Some foreign country?
I said South Africa.
Yeah, we don't need to know about this.
Makidi said people who drink beer are happy and peaceful. With God in our taverns, we could see crime being reduced and love and respect promoted.
Okay.
Since it began 2 months ago, the church has amassed a congregation of about 500, according to Kenyan news site SDE.
Where news comes first.
2,000 people have been baptized in the alcohol of their choice.
Oh, they get to choose.
Yes.
Bishop now, Josh, Makidi, let's just, if you were going to be baptized with a liquid, what would you choose?
Maybe ranch dressing, maybe, or a nice au jus, or a nacho cheese sauce.
Oh. A queso? Oh.
Yeah. Maybe a white queso. That's what I'm going with.
Wouldn't you smell it forever?
The booze?
Well, no.
Oh, whatever it was. Being baptized with queso?
Ranch dressing?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be hard to get out of your hair, wouldn't it?
Ranch dressing is good. Just because you don't like it, sassy pants.
Well,
Bishop Makidi plans to eventually reform his all-male congregation.
What do they call the
female? Wait, hold it. Wait a second.
What do they call the female congregation? Hey! The males are the congregants.
Wait a minute. This church is only for men?
Yep. One day they safely want to welcome their first female parishioners. I don't know what safely means.
Godspeed to those women.
Yeah.
Hey, who brought the bride? Get over here, toots.
What do we learn about religion? The best thing is keeping some people out.
Keeping out the
no,
women?
No, it's not.
Well, sure it is.
Wow. That's just really surprising. I mean, the fact that they're drinking makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Might make it a little more fun.
But it's a sausage fest.
Right. Go on.
They should be the congregants.
The congregants?
Congregants. Yeah. I like that.
And then the females would be the congregants.
There has to be.
Gals?
There has to be a gospel band called the congregants. I'm seeing four white guys. It's
won't
sort
you
of like.
Come home? Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? 1, 2, 3.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you
come home?
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?
All day long.
Well, that might have been in South Africa, but since April, a North Carolina bar known for craft beer has been holding church services.
Oh.
A small congregation meets 3 Sundays each month at the South Barn in Ogden. The bar is affiliated with Broomtail Craft Brewery. Services include 2 hours of prayer, music, Bible study, and discussion. Pastor Matthew Ray says people often stick around afterward to keep the discussion going over a cold beer. Ray says that instead of a traditional sermon, he opens a discussion and the group then talks about real world problems and applies Bible teachings to them.
Here we have a painting. It's the apostles playing poker.
Unlike South Africa, where they draw about 500 people, this gathering typically draws 15 to 30.
Oh, cool.
He's still building.
Little bar and
He's
church?
Still building his church.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, I think it's the tax-free location that they enjoy very mm-hmm. much. You could call it a church, and all of a sudden your property taxes got mighty low.
We're doing what we can.
Yes.
We have a little something in honor of these stories, and this happens to fit a request. It's as we're continuing our veterans requests. These are tying in beautifully, Christy Lee. This one is a little something from the late, great Tim Wilson.
Well, the church burned down and no one knew what Pentecost Baptist was going to do. The Sunday brimstone got so dadgum hot it burned up a church bus in the parking lot. In a panic, the Reverend Dr. White called up an ex-member that hadn't lived right. He owned Joe's beer joint right across the fence. It's the same Joe's he preached against. He said, I don't really want to be a hypocrite. I got a Sunday school class about to have fits. We're all excited about revival week and been moved by the Spirit, so to speak. With all the souls we saved and money we spent, we thought God told us to sell that tent. I got a famous evangelist supposed to come and done run out of chairs. Will you loan us some? Joe says, hell, you can just use the whole dang place. Ain't I on a jukebox, amazing grace. I ain't supposed to be open because of them blue laws, but we'll open tonight if it's all right with y'all. Preacher said, well, I reckon that'd be okay. The good Lord works in mysterious ways. He's going to talk about Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, and I reckon I could do it from the DJ booth. At the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. When the sinners finish one more round, we'll have dinner on the ground and go inside and hell pray we don't get killed. The evangelist came with a well-dressed choir. They showed up around happy hour, looked around the joint and didn't take it real well. Said the white ministry has gone to hell. Ms. Mills that taught youth Sunday school and two deacons in the back room shooting pool were sharing the Lord with a Jim Beam rep who was teaching Ms. Mills some line dance steps. Reverend White was reading from the book of Luke to a tall drunk trucker about to puke. He had John 3:16 memorized, trying to dry his ass out to get him baptized. The evangelist yelled about the lights and the beer. Said, White, you can't save any souls in here. This place ain't nothing but a den of sin. Ain't the kind of place Baptist ought to be in. Preacher said, well, we don't really need y'all here. You didn't do a very good job last year. Only saved one sinner. I was Todd McGuire's little SOB that set my church on fire. Joe's beer joint has done been revived. Only been here an hour and I done saved five. Sure, it's got mirrors and a big dance floor, but I finally found the flock God called me for. They're at the First Baptist Bar and Grill. It's the only church in the Bible Belt that smells like a whiskey still. Not a stained glass window anywhere in sight, just a bloodstained floor and neon lights and a communion wine, and here is always chill. We're here every Sunday, we're living large, the only church with a cover charge. And if you don't like our doctrine and think we ain't devout, we'll have our bouncer throw your butt out of the First Baptist Bar and Grill.
In honor of the,
thank you so much.
Thank you. In honor of the church that baptizes people with liquor. I guess you get the booze of your choice or the liquid of your choice. Josh, once again, queso.
Yeah, I'm going queso okay. Blanco.
All right. can you imagine if you get baptized in beer, you're driving home? I swear to God, officer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I was only baptized twice. Just a couple of baptisms. This seems like to be kind of a fraud. I think this is a way to turn a bar into a church so you don't have to pay taxes. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. It's South Africa, so what do I know?
No, the second one, though, was...
Oh, in North Carolina? I think it's an after... I think it's a... Maybe it's not an actual service. It's more of just like a Bible study group, and they're just throwing beers.
Well, call it what you want, but I mean, if they're serving booze and...
Yeah. Christy, what did your church do after service? You have coffee?
Donuts.
Oh,
we have donuts.
When I was a kid.
Coffee and donuts. Oh, yeah, it's big.
Loved that.
Yes.
Remember the Simpsons episode where Marge takes the kids to church on Sunday and... Homer feigns sickness and stays home, and it turns out to be the best day of Homer's life. Yes.
My dad would do that. He would stay home, and we would all go to church. He would stay home and watch. And then when we'd come home, we'd be ready to watch wrestling Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep. And then football.
Mm. Now, do you serve beer at your church, Christy?
No, we don't serve beer at our church.
It's wine.
It's wine.
You know?
Body and blood of Christ.
Up, down, sit down.
What if you're more of a beer person?
Yeah. Can you ask for that?
Oh, my goodness. It's just...
Do they ever have
like a Budweiser, the King of Kings?
Do they
King of Kings?
They ever have you call it a Sunday? You call it Sunday?
No. Top shelf, drinking for Lincoln. Do they score the bread before they? One of the last communions I was at organized religion. The guy had the bread and he held it up and mumbled something and broke it apart, but it broke apart perfectly. So
they come like that. The hosts come, they're big and they've got
chick,
the,
I don't want to
like hot dog buns or pre-sliced
sliced bread. I don't know what 1920 what was it the
no
I
but I know
communion
he's,
you
he's talking
wonderful
about.
Man use what I was going to say.
Yes, they come in this big package,
so
like,
it's like
they
a stage
like a tortilla.
Show it's like a show.
It's not really a show.
In the winter, so will you go when you go up and receive communion?
Mm-hmm.
The person in front of you.
most churches that I have attended quit doing the wine during winter because it is a communal cup, so they don't. Yeah,
gotcha.
You ever get the host? They put it on your tongue and then they give you a little slap on the cheek. Ever
no,
that?
Okay.
What the hell?
I never had that happen.
I don't know. Just the thought.
So there's no King of Kings beer.
Okay.
We got it. Well, I'm not
sorry to get in your way, so you could say King of Kings again.
More contrition, less sinning.
We got into an argument the other day
that's Miller Lite, isn't it? Tastes great. Less
about
sinning.
Beer. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting my beers confused.
Gluten free hosts.
Oh right, yeah.
Oh, and they're not legal anymore, right?
Well, they have gluten free. They had gluten free hosts. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah, the thing about the Pope saying those aren't cool anymore.
Well, right. It's the body of Christ. It shouldn't matter if it's gluten or not.
Well, if you have celiac disease.
Yeah, but it's also, if you legitimately have celiac, you want to.
Don't be silly.
Okay.
In the past year, residents of Sydney, Australia have been encouraged to name the 6 new ferries through the Name Your Ferry website.
Hello.
The results are in, and the last ferry in the new Sydney Harbour fleet is going to be named.
Something Face.
Ferry McFerry Face.
Rocky Horror. Oh.
New South Wales state government officials overruled the more popular moniker Bodie McBoat Face in favor of the second favorite choice for the ferry. New South Wales Minister for Transport Andrew Constance said, quote, given Boaty was already taken by another vessel, we've gone with the second most popular name nominated by Sydney Siders. That would be Ferry McFerry Face. It joins the ranks of Swedish Express Train Trainee McTrain Face and Sydney Racehorse Horsey McHorse Face, as well as Research Submarine Boaty McBoat Face. So, okay, this is done. I'm
Sydney
over this.
Citizens are called Sydney Siders.
Sydney Siders.
Interesting.
That's what they call them in this.
Not Sydneyites?
No.
Sydneyonians.
Yeah.
Sydneyonians.
So the boat is called
Sids.
Not Boaty McBoat Face, because that's the submarine.
Sidsters?
Right?
Yes.
So it's Ferry McFerry Face.
Yes, yeah.
Better than Haram Boat.
What?
Yes, it is better than Haram Boat.
Oh, they shot that gorilla, didn't they?
Yeah. That,
thanks for reminding me of that.
Why would you even bring that up? Doesn't even make sense.
Every time you ask people to do stuff like this, they come up with,
Rambo.
How about a Ferry Seinfeld?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Ferry White?
Ferry Seinfeld.
Ferry Orbach?
Ferry Orbach. Excuse me, I have a couple of questions for you. Hey, Google is
Wild Ferry. Play that funky music, Sydneyites. What was it again? Ferry. Sydney Siders.
Sydney Siders.
David Ferry.
Oh, from JFK.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a startling.
Portrayed by
Joe Pesci. Yeah.
Great wig.
Google is paying homage, Tom, and I'm telling you this because I think you're going to think it's amazing. And every time I do this, I come up short, but I think you're really going to like this.
Okay.
You know how they changed the title on the Google page
right.
for different events?
Yeah.
Google paying homage today to a device that has no place in the digital world.
Yep.
The hole punch.
I love a hole punch.
Who doesn't love a hole punch?
Today is the 131st anniversary of the invention of the hole puncher.
Oh, you're seeing it? Yeah.
A workplace staple that makes organizing and binding paper very simple. And in honor of the hole puncher's history, Google created an illustration of the device as a Google Doodle.
Yep.
131 years, the hole puncher, understated but essential artifact of German engineering.
Ah.
Okay.
You have a hole punch at home?
No.
You don't?
Really?
No.
That's surprising.
Oh, I do.
Oh, really?
Is it the round hole or the little diamond thing?
No, it's diamond thing. Diamond. What the hell's that?
Yeah, the single that you would punch tickets with. Oh, sometimes they would use a diamond.
Oh, they used to use that for our milk cards at school.
Okay,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
I have
for
the
binding
whole,
papers together.
I have the three-hole hole punch, the black thing. That
sure.
You just put it in. Yep.
Christy puts her motivational thoughts and feelings.
Exactly, my journal. Sure.
Oh, you're in a loose leaf?
Yes.
A loose
they call that? My loose leaf folder?
She's cropping? Is that what they call that?
38 crop different volumes.
No, scrapbooking?
Yeah.
No, I don't scrapbook.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Okay, exciting.
Oh,
no.
Are you kidding me?
I see you at the crapbook.
You have a book
store.
Of, you know, like a single pube from every lover you've ever had.
That would be...
No, oh, then I'd that have was, a rug.
That would be quite...
There you go.
A rug made of pubic hair.
Wall to wall in the living room.
First and second floors.
Oh, come
up
on.
The stairs. Oh, look. Why is there a rug in the driveway?
How come there's only one red step?
I don't like redheads. But,
do you have curtains that match the carpet?
Christy, don't set yourself up for that. Oh, I think it's time to move on.
Yeah,
we think I'll take a lover.
We have a
what's this red patch over here? Oh, that was Colin.
Oh. It's our Irish foreign exchange student,
Colin.
Mind you,
what the hell's wrong with you?
We have a interesting murder mystery, attempted murder, I should say.
Murder.
Fascinating. A fascinating story. I think Chick will especially love this because it's right up his.
And we have a story for Josh today.
Okay.
A record number of Loch Ness monster sightings.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm glad Nessie's getting less shy.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
An elephant swimming.
Do they correlate that with booze sales just by chance? I'm curious.
Don't you mock
this? We'll come right back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Glad to be here. Christy Lee's right next to me. That's Chick. That's Josh. I'm Tom. That's Ace behind the controls today.
Soup.
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 What does that mean?
You're craving soup?
Oh.
Because we were talking about it?
Talking about soup, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Off the air, Josh is trying to...
come up with a good chicken soup recipe.
There are many.
Yeah, I'll find one.
Get a good one. You coming over to my house for Thanksgiving? Have you figured this out yet?
I'm waiting to hear from my brother on that.
He's invited you to his house, maybe?
Yes, they said Josh, they didn't have anything going on.
Josh, just say no. I can't make it. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'd like
you're
to go.
You're welcome at my house.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll go to both.
Oh,
we eat early, 2 o'clock, so you could go to both. When do you eat?
That's not been determined yet.
2 o'clock?
Yes. Because there are so many people that go somewhere else that I like to be the early
gotcha.
House.
It's Christy has nailed it, though. There are a lot. There's two, sometimes three shifts in, with the juggling around of mixed families, et cetera, et cetera.
You would think you would have your dinner later because everyone. Eating at your house.
Get sick. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead. They're not going to be able to.
I can take
go
it.
Anybody the crippling diarrhea. Gastrointestinal.
Okay. I was going to invite you, but your invitation
what
revoked.
Is it?
We have another.
Turkey poison?
Revoked.
We have another Veterans Day request as we continue the celebration all week long. For the great veterans out there. This is actually kind of ties into an unpleasant discussion we had a few minutes ago about Christy's carpeting, which Christy brought on.
I was
on.
Making a joke.
You brought it on
it
yourself,
was
though.
Funny?
It was excellent.
Oh, very, very, very funny.
Kudos. But this is how do I get to this, actually? I'll just you'll see that. I think
just hit the button.
You'll see the connection. This is Stephen Lynch.
No.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go, and verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow. Milady doth have a 70s muff. A 1470s muff. Zounds, it's as prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think, it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are furballs down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth. I sayeth not thy is hirsute, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock. But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows, to be or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose. I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil. Tra la 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 la. Tra la 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 la. Medieval bush.
Stephen Lynch. By request, another special veterans request, and we've got a really cool veterans request coming up in a matter of seconds. But first, we'll get one more story out of Christy Lee.
A novice surfer punched a shark in the nose to escape an attack in Australia. This is an amazing story. Dr. Charlie Fry received superficial puncture wounds on his right shoulder and upper arm following Monday's attack off of Avoca Beach in Australia. The 25-year-old British physician said he recently watched a YouTube video in which Australian professional surfer Mick Fanning described his famous escape from a great white during a 2015 surfing competition. Fry told Nine Network Television,
"Where news comes first."
So when it happened, I was like, just do what Mick did, quote, just punch it in the nose. So Mick, if you're watching or listening, I owe you a beer. Thank you very much.
That's pretty cool. During a surfing competition.
Wow.
Guy gets attacked by a shark. That's got to be fun for the announcers.
Yeah.
Ah, crikey. It looks like they've got a defense.
Crikey.
Defense.
That takes courage.
Fry said he punched it in the face with his left hand, then managed to scramble back on his board, shout at friends, and luckily rode a wave in. He said he wasn't conscious of his injured and bleeding arm until he reached the shore. He said, "I didn't really notice it at the time because you're like surfing. All I was thinking is I'm about to die. I'm literally about to die."
Oh, boy.
He was taken to a hospital and treated for his injuries. By the way, the hospital where he worked. How convenient.
Oh, so we got a discount.
Plus he gets a hole in his surfing card. So, right?
Oh, you get a punch card for getting punched if you're punching a shark?
Four more, you get a free surfboard.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah.
How come these always happen in Australia, don't they?
Well, that's because that's where the sharks are, Tom. I don't know if you've been there.
Okay, but no.
We make it sound like they're on land too. They're everywhere.
But then the guy he'll go back.
Mrs. Carl.
They have great surfing there.
But I mean, just he was almost eaten alive.
Don't they have saltwater sharks there?
By an animal
like that.
Many sharks are saltwater sharks.
Typically, the ones in the ocean. Yeah. Typically, the ocean-going ones tend to like the saltwater.
What about the gator?
What about the?
Would you go back, Josh?
To
if you've been you're surfing and you get attacked by a shark, would you have the courage to go back in?
Man, that's a good question. I'd like to think that I would,
No.
But I think you're the guy that, you know, went to Ruby Tuesdays and got chlamydia, but you still go back.
How do you get chlamydia from Ruby Tuesdays?
What has Ruby Tuesdays done to you?
Let's leave Juliana out of this.
They have an amazing salad bar.
I love the salad bar.
And
that hostess was hot?
No, it was just the lady that he met there. I'm sorry. Maybe that was off the air, Josh.
You worked with Tom. We spit in all your food.
I don't have chlamydia. Don't ask me when you see me out in public.
Okay, sorry.
It's easily treated.
Oh, is it?
If you do have it.
Well, spoken like someone who's had it.
We're back to the carpeting thing, huh?
I just know.
Coming up, we have a very obscure request that involves Ian St. Ian.
Oh, nice.
I'm very excited about this as we continue taking obscure requests from veterans out there. Remember our number. Once again, we have the Haywood Banks jingle for you. Listen very carefully.
Oh, there's 888-262-8661.
You want to text us?
Yeah, 888-262-866.
So happy I don't have to remember it anymore.
That's how you text us. Yeah, we're going to have you keep doing that. Josh, you're not off the hook yet. We will come right back with this very obscure request. This is a really good one, though. I'm very excited about it. It may or may not involve a famous dinosaur. So this all ties in. Wow. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show from the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Got a special veterans request coming up. We're continuing our Veterans Day celebration by extending it. And if you've got a request, don't forget 888-262-8661 via text. We would love to hear from you. Before we get to that, Christy Lee is at the news desk. Christy, what else is happening?
A French passenger was thrown off a luxury cruise liner in the Indian Ocean for staging a mutiny after the captain canceled a number of island stops.
Really?
53-year-old Alan John said the cruise around the islands of Madagascar, Maurice.
Some people call me Maurice.
Reunion and the seashells aboard the Costanillo Riviera liner, turning it into a floating prison.
Man.
Well, wait a second. They stopped. They didn't visit the islands because
the captain initially canceled three stops around Madagascar due to the recent outbreak of plague.
Oh, well then.
But John apparently became irate when two additional excursions to Noisy Bee and Diego Suarez were also canceled. He said, quote, "We organized a protest in the restaurant. There were 60 of us banging our fists on the table to alert the other cruise passengers to this con job. The ship's captain called local police who boarded and questioned Jan before removing him and his wife upon the captain's request."
Hey, who's afraid of the plague? I want to get a selfie with some natives digging up a body.
Man.
Or a potty, either way.
You've seen the photographs of this? They're trying to get people to stop touching the bodies.
In Madagascar, it's horrible.
I don't blame the captain for not pulling up so this idiot could get his little selfie.
Exactly.
Maybe do a little homework before you go on your cruise. I don't know.
Man.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
You've heard about all the musical cruises out there?
Yes.
Did you see the one where, Ace, did you see this thing where
The Kiss Cruise
is out there?
It just came back, actually.
Our friend George Lopez was escorted
off the stage.
Off the boat.
What happened to him?
Oh, he
got a little intoxicated and got on stage when
Kiss was
playing.
Now, I don't know if this artist has a cruise.
I could see that.
But Ian St. Ian had a chance to interview this famous artist, and I'm about to sneeze, sorry. So let's just get right to it.
It's time for Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Right, this is Ian St. Ian, and as usual, Rock Minute is sponsored by Gibson and Marshall. If you don't play Gibson and Marshall, you're a wanker. Right, now, I've got with me in the studio one of the legends in the music business. This guy has sold more records than Metallica, and he's known and loved around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Barney the Dinosaur. Right.
What?
Barney, I understand you're kicking off a 60-city tour starting in Fort Worth next month. You got to be excited to be back on the road.
Oh, sure I am. I love the road. The road loves me. And it's just wonderful to see all of my little fans again. Super-de-duper.
Can't believe I'm talking to a muppet.
I'm not a muppet.
Shut up, you wanker. Who'd I piss off this time? Just tell me and I'll fix it. If I gotta kiss some bloody ass, I'll kiss it. Just don't make me interview muppets.
I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that, wanker?
Since I make millions and millions and millions of dollars, it would be no trouble at all to hire someone to snuff your limey ass while you sleep. Pop, pop, pop. Three slugs from a .22 into your brain pan. You'll be worm food and no one would ever suspect me. So lose the attitude and do the interview.
Right. Yeah, I could do that.
Good manners are very important. I have a song about that. Would you like to hear it?
Not bloody right now, Wank. Barney. Right. Hasn't it been a while since you've been on the road? Wasn't there a spot of nastiness out there last time?
That's true. My last couple of tours have ended in disaster. On the Jurassic Jerk tour, I tried to capture some of the raw visual energy of a Kiss concert. I use lots of flash pots, exploding amps, flame geysers, and firewalls.
The audience must have loved it.
Actually, my audience tends to be a bit young. Loud noises scared them. They wet themselves, then pelted the stage with pacifiers.
Whiny little twits.
And I had to cut my Extinct as I Want to Be tour short because of a drug scandal. Two roadies and my entire horn section were busted.
Really? Was it, what, heroin?
No, they were eating paste.
Right, that's it. I'm not listening to this crap. I don't need this job.
Pop, pop, pop. You'll never see it coming.
I mean, too bad. I know paste is a real bastard habit to kick. It's like having a monkey stuck to your back.
Yes, but we put it all behind us. Rehearsals have been awesome. The band sounds tighter than 10 virgins.
Right. That sounds real bitchin'. Who's your opening act?
Butthole Surfer! It was either them or Raffy. But Raffy's just too much of a fag. His late-night gerbil runs are disruptive.
Right. Well, I think we're just about out of time. Thank bloody Christ.
Would you like to hear my set list?
No.
We'll open with snacking on healthy food, followed with brushing my teeth, me and my teddy, and a reggae version of Hippity Hop to the Barbershop.
Sounds great.
Then we do a cover of Why Don't We Get Drunk and Screw?
That's got to be a crowd pleaser. Hey, do you have a mosh pit?
A mosh playpen.
How do you know if they want an encore? These little rugrats can't be packing lighters.
No! Fire is dangerous. To call us back out, the kids just hold up their finger with a booger on the end of it.
That's it. Time's up. Get out of here, Micah.
I love you. You love me.
Right, knock it off. No singing. Stupid bloated toad. Kill me if you want, but no singing on my show.
Bye-bye, boys and girls.
Ah, piss off.
This has been Rock Minute with your host, Ian St. Ian.
Oh, my. All right. See, Barney is really an insensitive, really not politically correct.
Not at all.
Care.
Yeah.
Turns out, who knew?
Who's...
Yes, Barney steals all kinds of songs. I'm sorry. Christy Lee is
public
at the
domain. They're all public domain.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else have you got, Christy?
2017 has been a record year for alleged Loch Ness monster sightings.
Oh, boy.
Dr. Joe Knight, a lecturer at Lancaster University, spotted an unexplained fin shape when looking at pictures of Loch Ness taken by her and her son Sam while on a recent vacation.
Oh, I know what that was.
What was it, Chief?
I call that the turkey hole.
It was a turkey hole.
Oh.
She forwarded her image to a website dedicated to sightings of the monster, and after analysis, the site agreed it could indeed be a picture of the famous beast Nessie and became the eighth sighting recorded in 2017.
Oh, okay.
Eighth. Wow.
Gary Campbell,
as I said earlier,
recorder of the official Loch Ness Monster Sightings Register.
Do they correlate this with booze sales?
Said the sighting had been accepted as the eighth of Nessie this year, and this is the most we've had in this century.
Wow. All right.
Maybe Nessie's been hibernating.
Yeah, she's getting a little more brazen.
Mm-hmm.
She?
And was was this released by the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Loch Ness?
You sound skeptical.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, there's something out there that we just can't explain.
This photograph is utterly unconvincing.
Well,
that could be a chunk of driftwood or
nothing.
You know
what? You are so...
Look, Christy, you see anything that looks like a monster? I see an old dock.
Let me see.
I have not seen it yet.
I haven't.
Do you see anything there, Josh?
Are they saying the fin is?
I don't know. It just looks like that. I guess that's a... Looks like a duck or an old duck.
Could be a duck.
Maybe if you've had 14 beers and you're on the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, it could be a duck or Amelia Earhart.
Oh, have you seen
again.
Okay.
Have you seen that one, the new one?
Yes.
I've seen the new one, huh?
There's a new Amelia Earhart theory that really...
Now what?
From Newsweek magazine, I'll have to do it from memory. The new theory is that these bones that were found on some island years ago, they think they could be Amelia Earhart's and that she was attacked by those giant crabs.
Yeah, she was eaten by crabs.
Shred the...
Yeah.
You ever flown over the Pacific?
Yeah.
If your plane goes down almost anywhere, you're in water.
Sure.
It would be real easy to just land in the ocean. And this article concluded by saying someday they may actually find that plane. With some kind of special
sport. Sure.
But the guy says, it'll be at the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it was a few months ago they had the definitive photograph of
right
Amelia Earhart. It turned out it was taken
before she
even took off. Yeah, okay, it's a fraud. We have a lot more to get to, including a very interesting story about serial masturbation and how it relates to pizza.
Why are you looking at Josh?
I didn't look at Josh.
No, you're right to look at me.
Okay. We'll find out the connection at some point soon. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Driving the sleigh right through.
I was trying to think of the hills
and through the woods.
To grandmother's house.
We go.
We're not in grandmother's house. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Let the beating begin.
We have some pretty cool stuff coming up with Christy Lee. She's our news woman. Sitting right next to Josh.
Hi.
And that would be Chick. That's the legendary Ace Cosby.
Hello.
Our engineer today. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back. Now, Christy, you said something about, you told me it's a combination of pizza and masturbation. This sounds like...
A class action suit alleges that a policy at the Cook County Public Defender's Office rewarded serial masturbators with pizza if they abstained for 30 days. According to the lawsuit, Sheriff Tom Dart instituted the pizza program, which reportedly led to an increase in exposure incidents since the detainees without prior incidents were now incentivized to commit indecent exposure and masturbation in order to qualify for a pizza reward.
Okay, Christy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but you get a pizza if you
abstain. So what they were doing.
Abstain from sexual activity.
Masturbating. So what these guys were doing is, I think they were increasing their masturbatory activity so they would get singled out. So they would go, if you stop that for 30 days,
thank you. Okay, that's what was
kind of how I read the story.
That must be what it is. Wow.
Lester Finkel, chief of staff for the public defender's office.
I'm Lester Finkel.
Said he'd been collaborating with the sheriff's office and the chief judge for the past 2 years to develop solutions to stop this behavior from occurring.
First of all, I'd like to thank my mom and dad for adding Lester to Finkel. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So do you see what's
happening there? So instead of curtailing the problem, they increased the problem.
Yeah, they inadvertently made it worse.
Right.
Okay, and they're denying that it even happened, apparently. Who knows? What a weird combination of things.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have any sad stories about masturbatory parties with pizza?
What?
Is pizza like sex? It's better when it's you alone?
Yes. I have a Pavlovian response to the Little Caesars guy. When I see his picture, I can't help but.
Yeah. Speaking of pizza.
How about myself? Yeah,
Massachusetts police are reminding drivers that homemade license plates made from pizza boxes are not legal.
Nothing makes good lube like that Papa John's garlic butter. Is this what you want to hear, Griswold?
Is this what you're looking for?
I'm so delighted.
Are you not entertained?
On Sunday, the Hopkinton Police Department's Facebook page shared a photo of a green Buick Century with a license plate they said was made from a pizza box with its numbers drawn on.
Oh, that's not legal, huh?
The police department's post
It's not a license plate. Huh. It's the journal. What kind of moron?
Well, the post read, here's a little advice to those aspiring to make their own license plates. Don't. They added charges for this creative operator, included operating an uninsured, unregistered vehicle and attaching fake homemade plates.
What?
As if somebody wouldn't notice.
That's so funny.
Well, maybe they thought it would look like one of those temp tags.
Maybe. Have you seen a picture of it? Let me.
Now, donut boxes, if they're full, you know.
Oh, an officer might go ahead and say, hey, I'll take the plate. You go on your way.
I'm just kidding. Did it say how long the guy was able to drive with the...
Nope.
With a license plate made of a pizza box. Nope. I'm assuming, Josh, it was
30 minutes or less.
Sometimes it's slow pitch softball.
Have you seen this?
No, I have not. Let me see.
It's hilarious. It's as funny as you would want it to be.
Oh boy.
Because it's carefully cut out, like it has curved corners.
Yes.
And
well, the sad part is it
didn't even bother
for
to
Massachusetts
stencil.
It just says Mass and black magic marker and it's kind of crooked.
It's real silly.
And the letters are very primitive.
Yes.
Oh, and the twos are the sort of script two with a little loop instead of the traditional. That's a nice car. got that going for him.
Century, yeah.
Didn't, I don't know. I can
see. Did he use the little plastic thing on the pizza as a new hood ornament?
Oh, oh, that'd be good. He should have put like a make it a vanity plate.
Oh.
Like like capital T-H, wait a minute, T-H-N-C-R-S-T.
C-R-S-T. Oh, thin crust, yeah.
Thin crust, yeah, I like it.
You only allowed so many letters. Right, yeah. L-R-G-S-S. Wait a minute, L-R-G-S-S-G-E.
What?
Large sausage. Oh. Kind of a, it's, a, it's obviously a guy. There is no way that a woman right. would go, I'm no. going to make a tag out of a pizza box. That just that, well, seems
that guy like better good. Get used to large sausage if he's aww. Going to prison.
Did they send you to prison for driving with an expired plate?
Probably not.
I think he...
just telling a joke you would tell.
That's true. I wish I thought of that. Okay, well.
He'll soon be learning how to make real license plates.
Where we live, we recently have had the opportunity for people to get personalized plates again, and now there's a game I play. Have you ever seen some of these plates where you're like, what the hell are they trying to say?
Yeah, I always assume there's some inside joke or something. Mm-hmm.
I saw one yesterday. I should have written it down because it was like, what? I mean, I still, it's like...
Maybe it's some inside thing in their family or something.
Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Do you remember what it was?
No, I should have. I bet I'll drive. I think it was a local car. So
well, the trick is to try to get them inappropriate, but so that it's so subtle that the people that are
right, and that's what I always try because I think it's something bad, and it's, you know, what are they trying to say? Like I always, because of Griswold, I'm always thinking, oh, that's got to be dirty.
By the way, if it ends in MKR, yikes.
MKR. Maker?
Or Arrow or MFKR. It's even worse.
What's wrong
right.
with you?
That's way out.
I'm
yeah.
just saying, if you're, well, that's what you want to look for. sorry.
Doctors in India were left baffled after an X-ray revealed 70 needles and pins in a woman's legs.
Oh.
Though she claims to have no idea how they got there.
What? Oh,
liar.
This is a mental illness. 35-year-old Anushya D.V. of Uttar Pradesh told Mail Online, I've had this problem for 5 years. Needles just come out of my legs. I have no idea how they get in there.
I just thought my leg was asleep.
And I'm fed up with the constant pain.
Yeah, right. That's what
pins it's, and needles.
Yeah, pins and needles, right?
She said the pimples grow on her legs before they burst and push out a needle or a nail. Oh,
she says okay. this just they just come out
yes.
of it.
Yes. A surgeon, Dr. Narish Vishal of the district government hospital, said medically it's not possible for such needles to just develop in a human's body.
Oh, no.
So far, we cannot confirm how the needles enter her.
In a previous life.
But they suspect the patient has been self-harming.
In a previous life, I was, yes. I was a voodoo doll.
Yeah. Yes.
In my early time, I was a cactus.
Last time around.
Yes.
Yes. Christy, you think you have to deal with a lot of pricks here.
You have no idea. Yeah,
I have 70 yes. in my legs.
Try shaving this leg. No epilady can... Why am I even trying this accent?
This poor lady. wow.
How crazy. Yeah, she definitely yeah. has something going on there.
Yeah, she does.
The serial killer, Albert Fish, had the same thing where he would...
Albert who?
Fish.
Fish.
Yes.
He would. They x-rayed him and they found hundreds of needles in his bladder that he inserted through...
His male member?
Yes.
Wow.
Or it just,
wow, so that's how he got the name Needle Dick.
That's it.
I always thought I was... See? Oh, you jumped to conclusions. Okay. Did you see... I'll have to look for it. There was a thing over the weekend about the person that had all the nails in their belly.
Huh.
When yeah. they were eating nails?
Yeah.
Yeah, must
oh,
be. Was
no.
that in India as well?
I'm
sure.
Seeing it. Yeah, I'll have to find it. It was really gross.
Man.
It was like a, you know, a big box of nails, and they'd been eaten over time. Yeah, that's... Yeah,
was he a drinker?
I don't think so.
I mean, I think you'd have to be hammered to do something like that.
Oh.
Wow.
Well,
none of you. Okay, thank you. Well, you could have
said.
How'd you miss this
kidding
story?
Me?
Oh.
Just when you thought man buns had seen their better day,
oh,
there's
no.
now mini fedoras that you
all
can
right,
buy.
That's it.
I'm in.
Wait, no,
I'm
no,
in.
You're not. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and I, boy, have I seen some stupidity in my life.
I'm in. The perfect Christmas gift.
This is as stupid. I'm so mad.
This is on the Huffington Post. I hope to God this is not real.
Fake. If there's a man bun on top, there's a little teeny fedora you put on top of it.
That's, it's on the Huffington Post. I am definitely tweeting.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious. Even if it's fake,
okay.
It's hilarious.
Okay, this is, here we go. This is from, what is it? The New York Post. Doctors removed 600 nails from man's stomach. This was on October 31st.
Where?
Oh, man.
The man had a penchant for eating sharp objects.
Mm. And there's sheesh.
An x-ray with, this is really rough. There were more than 600 nails. They used a magnet to bring the nails out one by one.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
I'd be like, just cut me open and get them all at once, please.
Yeah
no joke.
That's pretty nutty. Oh, come here. Look at the x-ray. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It looks,
that's a big, like, yeah. Looks like a big tumor inside of
him. Yeah, it's the size of a giant squash. Yeah. It takes up a quarter of his entire, the entire x-ray of his torso.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's rough. That's,
did they just take a magnet in his mouth and they went ding, 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 ding?
He first complained of acute pain to his family 2 months ago. They brought him in for medical. This guy has some other issues.
I hope they put the magnet in his mouth and not.
That's why. Yeah, it went magnet, the nice way.
Yeah.
They're not going to take him out the long way.
Oh, yeah, I would hope not.
Take the long
it's
way.
It's like
home.
A cartoon. That's a cartoon.
Yeah, he bends over, starts.
You guys.
Turns into a Gatling gun.
Can I just say something?
Yes, you may.
You guys are killing it today.
I'm sorry. Well, I still can't get her. I'm still really puzzled about the thing in the county jail where they were trying to cut down on masturbation by giving them pizza.
Right. If they'd abstained for 30 days.
How would
days.
They even know? Because I are the cells all
monitored?
Yeah, well, when they go to wash their pillowcases and they're not crusty.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry I
you asked.
Do you have any more stories about surfers punching large animals?
No, but how about a squirrel in the news?
How
this
about
is
a squirrel?
A happy
I like
little
squirrels.
Kind of
I love
story.
Squirrels.
A Florida man facing eviction over his so-called emotional support squirrel.
Yes. Oh.
Clearwater resident Ryan Boylan.
What is
Boylan,
this guy, nuts?
Ryan Boylan rescued Brutus after Hurricane Matthew
Brutus.
Last year, and the two have been inseparable ever since.
Oh.
Island Walk Condominium's property manager learned of Brutus following a complaint from another condo owner and gave Boylan a notice to either give up the squirrel or be evicted.
Oh.
In a complaint filed by the condo association, attorney said Boylan did not submit paperwork identifying Brutus as an emotional support animal until this past summer.
Look at this little guy.
He's very cute, yes. Claiming discrimination, Boylan contacted the Office of Human Rights, who sent a letter to the association on his behalf, stating the Fair Housing Act protects emotional support animals, and the case is now pending.
I see.
It's a cute little guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little squirrel. What's his name again?
Brutus.
Oh.
Brutus.
That's nice. Brutus the squirrel.
Yes.
It's right there.
Yep.
Taking a little nap in the guy's chest.
Aw.
Sweet little fella.
Yeah, so, just waiting for him to fall asleep so he can
gnaw his lips off.
And rip his eyes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spread his rabies.
Squirrels are rats. They're tree rats. They're hideous.
Not if you get them as a little baby
rabies.
And you...
You do the same. You feed a squirrel. You feed chipmunks. You're a creepy...
I love chipmunks.
I hate chipmunks.
They are the cutest.
Do so much destruction.
But you do feed the squirrels from your hand?
I used to. I don't have. I don't anymore.
Can you do a Bullwinkle voice?
What happened to your squirrel, Rocky?
Well, I moved, and the squirrels don't come close to the door like they used to.
Can you pretend you're talking to the jerk that was the condo manager and say, it's me or the squirrel?
Look, pal, it's me or the squirrel.
Or wait a minute. Never mind.
That's more Barney, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might want to practice
don't, just
that.
Don't call him.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Shut up,
that.
Barney.
Well, that's not my favorite story in the news this morning. It's not
you
the one
talk
about
the stray cat?
I love this one.
A stray cat.
How
this
can
is really
you
good.
Love this story?
Because this is going to, Chick
end.
Is going to lose his mind.
Pay attention,
this,
Chick.
This supports a theory that he has had for so long.
Old people steal?
The
nah,
other, it's
close.
The other one.
What's the other
it
one?
It started as a case of attempted murder.
Oh.
And now, police investigating the apparent attack of an elderly woman and they've named a stray cat as the prime suspect.
Cats are jerks. They're evil.
But are they murderers?
They're just waiting.
According to Sky News, 82-year-old
Where news Mayoko comes in from the sky.
Where news drops on your head.
Slows down. Mayoko Matsumoto was found with about 20 cuts on her face in her home in southern Japan.
Yikes.
Police launched an investigation but found no evidence of a forced entry. They now suspect the injuries were caused by a cat after finding what they believe to be human blood on a stray cat near the victim's home.
Holy cow.
Hey, that's a pretty good cat person.
Maybe the person was dead, though, and the cat was just sort of looking to nibble on something.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. When the CSI people come to your home, you find yourself dead.
Yeah.
If you're a dog owner, odds are your face didn't get eaten. I can't say the same if you're a cat owner.
So you're saying this lady's dying words were mittens.
Not my lips.
Oh, my. What is and wrong
she,
here?
Mittens is going, oh, she thought it was so I funny. Said, I could never grab the red dot. You and your little laser pointer, bitch.
Kill.
That's some killer booty, my brother.
They did a study.
That's a killer booty tat.
of cats one time, and they did find out that cats are naturally psychopathic. They kill for fun. Like, they'll just go out and hunt animals for fun.
Well, you know, if you have a cat and you've seen them, and they all do this. They sit at the window and they see a bird, and they'll do that little that strange little meow that they do, and almost a click or one of those. They're practicing their kill bite.
Are they?
Yes.
I mean, they are felines.
They sure are. Yeah. Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
I love cats. I think they're very
I love cats, too.
Funny and sweet.
So the cat, Ace. They think a stray cat almost killed this lady?
Yeah.
With his tail in the air.
My guess is she was... I would guess she's already down.
Right. That's what
she's
I would...
She's probably collapsed, and then the cat is...
Yes, and dogs will wait forever, and they'll start at your feet if you're there long enough. They start to
But a cat starts
you.
At the face. Start.
The cat will last like a third as long and start
So
at the
cops... This is really the perfect
Sometimes if you
crime.
Fall.
No.
Sometimes if you're having a really...
He didn't even hear it.
We heard you.
Sometimes if you're having a really great nap, a cat will start to eat your face.
No,
oh, really?
Won't.
They don't even wait, yeah.
No, they don't even wait.
Okay. If you've never seen Cat from Hell, it's a segment in the movie Tales from the Dark Side. It was written by Stephen King. You have to see it. Well, it's about a hitman versus a cat.
This is about a stray cat. This is what happens, and by the way, this is an award-winning performance by both people in this. This is the actual Brian Setzer.
Oh, I love him.
Who's a great guy, tremendous guitar player. You know him from the Stray Cats. Christy has always had a soft spot.
Yes, I have.
For his hard spot?
No, for his music.
Wow.
His talent.
Not going there.
He's talking about his wiener.
Better stop.
Oh, my gosh. Better stop. Everything goes to the wieners.
I don't have time to call HR again today.
I'll just call him up.
Here it is.
Time now. For the guy who'd rather play guitar than have sex.
Brian, honey, put that guitar down and come to bed, baby.
Yeah, in a minute, sweetie. I'm working on this great lick.
That's exactly what I'm wanting you to work on in here.
No, man, the sound is awesome in here. It sucks in the bedroom.
You don't like sucky sounds, eh? Well, I think I can make a sucky sound you're gonna love. Come here, I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah? You got an old tweed Fender basement amp in there or something?
An amp? No, I'm not talking about some stupid amp.
It's not stupid, baby. It's all about the vacuum tubes, you know.
All right, you bring your tube in here, and I'll do my impression of a vacuum cleaner for you.
Sure. In a minute, I think I'm going to change my G-string first.
Well, what a coincidence. I just happened to be wearing a G-string. Here, let me take it off and give it to you.
Huh?
Well, like what you see?
No. This won't work, man. I use 10-gauge strings. What is this? This is like silk or satin or something. I can't get any decent tone out of that.
All right, let me put this in terms you'll understand. You need to turn the amp off and turn me on right now.
Yeah. Just stay on standby for a little bit while I work on my solo.
Fine. Better get used to going solo because I'm leaving. Have fun with that big chunk of wood in your hands.
This isn't a chunk of wood. This is a hollow body Gretsch, baby. It's got F holes. See?
Better change that F hole to an A hole.
Ooh, change the F to an A? Great idea. I can move this corn.
This has been the guy who'd rather play guitar than have sex.
Ryan Setzer in the studio for that one. We are coming right back with more. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Glad to be here. Coast to coast and traveling around the world, courtesy of American Forces Radio. Let's see now. The Napa Auto Parts Studios are also the home of the Napa Shoe-In of the Week and the Napa Tool of the Week. And the home of... Oh, God.
What?
Do I have to say the sports dinosaur anymore?
No, that's not the correct way to say it.
That's not the right way.
Dinosaur? That makes it sound like he's 100 million years old.
The sport,
I will kill everyone in this room.
The Sportsosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't move. It's eyesight is based on motion.
Just shut your eyes and think of the water. Whoever came up with that. The glass of water that when the dinosaurs are coming in Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah, and the
ripples.
Tremors. Yeah, it's so great.
Very good.
Well,
very, very good.
We will hand the microphone.
Evidently, we're done talking about it.
Back to Christy Lee. Well, if you have anything interesting.
I think we need to save the story that we found.
Okay.
Can you give us a tease for tomorrow?
Yeah, a $1.3 million vibrator.
Oh! Whoa! Well.
That's something.
Holy heck. No, really?
No one's called the Pearl Royale.
Oh, the Royale. Oh, it's not the
with cheese.
Pearl Royale with cheese.
I'm sure you're going to have this tomorrow, so Tom, I'll just show you a little picture of the Pearl Royale.
Wow, it's got a crown in the end.
Of course it does.
On the end that you don't insert.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah,
of course
that's
not.
Good.
It looks like
a spaceship. Mm-hmm. It's got windows in the side. And
not windows. Those are sapphires, but okay.
They all kind of have a rocket shape to them.
What was that parquet that makes you a king when you eat it? Da, 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 da.
Yes.
Parquet. And then it would talk, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have that one. They got rid of that one, didn't they?
Yeah.
It's still out there?
Something about chemicals or something.
Yeah, it was massive recalls. And, yeah. Okay.
Flipper hands. If you are interested in shopping for your sweetie, and she has elite taste, you can go to Fornicari, which is the website that sells the $1.3 million vibrator. They have a lavish array of sex toys for the rich and famous, I guess.
Christy, where would you keep it?
Oh, you'd have to keep it with you all the time.
You have a safety deposit box, I'm imagining.
Oh, okay. Not a,
you wouldn't want to leave that in your nightstand.
A clutch.
It's worth $1 million.
There's the type of ring worn only by a man that is in the shape of a snake.
Oh, boy.
And you can get it engraved with a personal message or actually have a pearl added to the snake's mouth if you'd like.
And a string if you want to ever get it out.
No. It goes around the male member, not the...
Oh, I thought it snaked in. Never mind.
I thought it snaked in.
Tommy, you make me laugh.
$1 million. I don't see anybody buying that. Frankly.
That's silly.
Maybe some guy in Hollywood. Here's a birthday story that it doesn't go real well. You ever heard of a Karina Mora?
Nope.
36-year-old Mexican actress?
Nope.
She can't ever stand up?
Living in Florida, she was arrested last week after slamming a birthday cake onto the head of her boyfriend. Ms. Mora, according to police, had planned a surprise cake for Robert Brown's birthday. Mr. Brown came home, quote, late and had been drinking, which upset the aforementioned Ms. Mora, and started an argument in their home in Dunedin, 20 miles.
Dunedin? That's a weird name for a city in Florida.
Mora and Brown continued to argue. They were calling each other names, according to witnesses. They prepared for bed. Cops say at that point, Ms. Mora got the cake and slammed it on his head while he was trying to go to sleep. So,
okay,
this actually made the international news wire.
Well, she's quite the star.
Is she well known? Is that the part of this I'm missing?
I don't know who she is.
I think it
but...
must be.
Okay,
Chick, what city did that take place in?
Dunedin.
No, I'll have seconds.
Time now for a review.
Here's what you learned.
Probably the dumbest thing you've ever said.
Here's Tom.
A guy, daredevils in the news. One guy took all his clothes off and ran across the field in Buffalo during an NFL game last Sunday. And
was he a great big fat person?
No, he was not.
Leads us to Josh's famous Buffalo Bill impression.
That's right.
The other daredevil is a Russian guy that is famous for base jumping.
Yeah, how's he?
Yeah, that didn't go well.
Well, he landed.
Oh. Yeah, he came down.
Eventually.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's gravity. Yeah,
landing is not an option. He won't be doing anything anymore.
No.
Let's see.
Not going to be doing nothing no more.
Josh explained the origin of barn burning. I suggest you look it up if you're having trouble sleeping. The barn burner.
Yep. Sorry to bother everybody with it.
Chick McGee's new sports nickname is Sportsosaurus. Seriously, can I get him?
Double barrel.
Sportsosaurus Rex. The way things are going around here, Josh has HR on his speed dial.
I love those hot women.
We heard from Dr. Randy Cooter and Dr. Cookie Shaver, the sisters of shaving. And a record number of Loch Ness monster appearances apparently have been sighted this year. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Try as we might, we cannot get this show back on the rails. Okay, let's do an inventory of people here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
Present.
Our engineer, the very... Don't say present until you're called on.
Sorry.
Our engineer, the very... Seriously?
100 mile an hour.
I couldn't help it, I'm sorry.
Mile an hour?
Bless you.
Do you want a towel or a squeegee?
Bobby Baker's way...
Oh, boy, I got all tangled up.
I'm trying to do the introductions here.
Tangled up in blue.
Our engineer, the legendary Ace Cosby.
Present.
You'll find Ace's butt naked on the inside album cover.
Mocha behind.
Of the album
Mocha
from Condition Critical from the band Quiet Riot. Yes, the poised multitudes with their buns showing would include Ace's rear.
What the hell are you talking? Are you...
I'm just suggesting that
he mooned some people,
but it's immortalized in the classic Condition Critical Quiet Riot album. That is Ace's rear end, among others.
Yeah,
so it's sort of a festival of buttocks. Also present, I'd appreciate if the music would continue. Also present, Chick McGee, your sports poncho.
Here's the band music. More then.
I love.
Tylenol with booze. Heroin with coke. I love
a good old-fashioned bar fight.
Girls with great big... okay, I'm sorry. That's Chick McGee. The lovely Jessica Alsman.
Howdy.
Is over there saying howdy. Jessica just came back from some geek fest in, what was it, Georgia, following...
The Walking Dead.
Zombies yeah. or something.
The Walker
the woods.
Soccer.
Okay, cut. Now try to say that with a little less interest. Oh, no, never mind. You nailed it.
Okay. There's little Joshy, and that's Christy Lee with her. I'm working outdoors horse gal outfit. You look great. I like that.
Horse gal.
I'm a horse gal.
You look like a horse gal.
It's really comfy.
I would love to be a horse gal, but I'm.
Why? So you can stare at the horses.
You live. You the
there are a lot of horses.
Yes. There are more horses out there than there are people.
That's probably true. It's a little expensive to be
a horse
gal. Person.
Takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
You got time. You got. Some
I need
time
a ranch hand.
Wow, you need a you're looking for you need to hire someone so that you'd need a job for a ranch hand.
Right.
Brock B. Ranch Hand.
Brock is here. Hi, Brock.
Hi, Brock.
Hi.
Now, Brock, are you and Christy still hitting it off?
Brock and Lady, very well.
Oh, good. Well, now, Brock, are you doing any duties at Christy's home? Are you helping around the house?
When lady wants servicing, Brock there.
I see.
Brock have tongue like giraffe.
Don't giraffes have black tongues?
Is that right?
Weird. I'm sorry. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. This next story, I guarantee, will irritate Josh because it irritates me.
Designer clothing company, is it Moschino? Is selling dresses that resemble plastic dry cleaning bags for $735.
Oh, my God.
Is that M-O-S-C-H-I-N-O?
M-O-S-C-H-I-N-O, Moschino. Mm. The dresses made their debut as part of creative director Jeremy Scott's Trash themed fall winter 2017 collection for the Italian fashion house.
Look at all the people in the dumpsters, aren't they lovely?
I do hate this.
Designed to look like dry cleaning garment bags, the dresses are made from transparent polyester and feature screen printing that reads "Free pickup and delivery."
I hope they come with a plastic bag helmet
and a white panel on top that says
one. "Yes." Put over face.
We heart our customers.
Seal until die.
Does it anywhere on there? This is not a toy.
They are currently being sold for $735 on designer clothing website.
So
Brown's
let me get this straight. This is obvious.
I'm going to show it to you.
It's a dress that looks like a dry cleaner's bag for $700 and something.
Right.
Why wouldn't you just go get a dry cleaner's bag for 20 cents?
What do you wear underneath it?
Yeah, well,
that's the beauty of it.
It is as dumb as I imagined.
They show it over a white, slip dress.
This woman is wearing a normal dress, and then over it is a clear floor length.
That top part that says "I heart" that goes over the hanger.
Right. It looks like there's a hanger at the top of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It is idiotic, but it almost looks like it'd be a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Because it's a dry cleaner bag that goes from her neck down to her feet.
You're exactly right.
And she has that pouty model look that I cannot stand on the runway models. They always look really angry.
The pouty model look.
What's next? The body bag?
Yeah.
That's just
probably next year.
Well.
Now, how much is it again? 700 or something?
735.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
You can check it out. And Time Magazine has it on their website there. So, very confusing if you took that to the cleaners, by the way. I'd really throw them. That'd be kind of...
You know what? Throwing away a trash can, am I right?
It better be dry clean only.
Mm-hmm. No one's going to buy that.
That's the thing about fashion. No. And I don't like saying this because I have friends who are interested in the fashion, and like they want to become fashion people.
Thank you. Yes, I know someone very close to
that. What a joke the whole thing is. My God.
What a joke.
Fashion is so stupid.
Well, I mean, this is
why do you say that? It brings joy to a lot of people.
A lot of pretentious morons who have nothing better.
Hey, you're on my side of the street. Thank you. So you're hoping that
these women
put this on wrong and suffocate to death?
I would not be upset.
Okay, good. Good to know.
That's a pretty strong statement.
I don't wish them to die, but if they die, it's something that I just wouldn't care.
Wish I could spend that $700 towards charity instead of your
bag. Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty stupid. I don't think you'll see this. It looks like a Halloween costume.
Speaking of stupid.
That'd be a great Halloween costume if you were naked underneath. Don't you think, Christy?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Pretty hot. You're wearing nothing.
Wearing nothing but a clear plastic bag. I think you're getting in some trouble at the parties.
Mm-hmm. This is dry, but. This is wet.
I like Chick's thing. It should be marked, "This is not a toy," because, you know, that's all.
No, it shouldn't. There's no warnings. In fact, I want wrap this over your head and breathe deeply. Maybe smoke a cigarette while you're doing it.
Full of gasoline.
I want Tom to never talk in a sexy way ever again is what I want.
Sorry.
I missed that.
Sorry.
Sorry, Christy.
There he goes.
Could we move on?
I will kill you with Josh's shoe.
P. Diddy has announced he has not changed his name to Brother Love. After all, the multi-name producer, rapper, and mogul initially said in a Twitter video posted November 4th he was changing his name to Love, a.k.a. Brother Love, and would not answer to any other moniker. In a video posted to Instagram Monday night, Mr. Diddy said that he has changed his mind.
Oh.
He explained, quote, "Due to an overwhelming response from the media out there and just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking."
No, you weren't. It's because everybody hated it.
I didn't change my name.
Wasn't joking at all.
He cited that upcoming press engagements partially impacted his decision not to change his name.
Yeah, they'd already made the posters with Diddy on them.
But he did add, "If you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby, but I was only playing."
No, you weren't.
He said he had no idea of the power of the internet.
Why two stories in a row to get my ire up?
He wanted to be...
Your blood pressure up?
Yeah.
He should have changed it to something that's more applicable, like, "I've become Mr. Irrelevant." Mm. Did you ever notice that you never hear something like this for real heroes?
No.
You never hear Jonas Salk never did a press release. "I've decided to become a new name. I'm Polio Bitchmaster. I want to be referred to as Dr. Polio Bitchmaster." You don't see that. You don't see Nelson Mandela
coming out.
No.
And, you know, I want he's with some of these stupid name
real,
changes.
Real heroes don't even consider themselves heroes. That's no. All.
I'm Isaac here. Newton. I want to be referred to as Appletronic with a K at the end.
Appletronic's pretty good.
Never happened.
Appletronic. I like that kind of, yeah.
I'm Michelangelo. I've changed my name to the Anal Cherry Popper.
What?
You can call me ACP.
What? His face is going to turn red. Watch.
I'm just trying to think of these as we continue. I'm Orville Wright.
Why don't you take pick people that are alive that can change their name?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm Orville Wright. I want to be called the Flymaster Bitch of Love. And I won't answer to anything else.
Oh, people don't like it? It was a joke. I was kidding.
Well, it's already taken. Brother Love was that WWE manager.
Right.
Yeah, we don't like. Yeah.
And he's all upset about it.
So is he? He's gonna whoop on now.
Is he going back to P. Diddy, Puff Diddy, Puff Daddy, or Puffy, or
Sean P. Diddy Combs? Right.
I don't know. I have to pick one.
Yeah. What a fool.
P. Diddy.
He's a talented guy.
P. Diddy.
Let the talent speak for itself, Sean.
How about?
Let's go by Sean.
Yeah.
That's a nice name.
Sean Combs is a great name.
How about something like Titty? T I D D Y. He could be Tough Titty. That'd catch on.
But the milk's all right.
With a D.
But Titty Love, that would work then. Is that a Brother Love?
I think Bob has that.
Yeah. Bob does have that.
I think Bob has that .com. Oh, God. I'm just going to continue to call him Mr. Douchebag. God, what a pompous ass.
Very Jesus. Silly. Very silly.
Speaking Pointless. Of names, NASA is asking the public, that would be all of us.
I love this story.
For help in nicknaming, because you love naming stuff.
I do.
A tiny, icy world on the edge of our solar system. New Horizons, the spacecraft that surveyed Pluto 2 years ago, is now traveling towards a place designated as 2014 MU69. Full name...
I'm sorry, what is it?
MU69?
It's already got the perfect name.
Well, that's what I thought.
Unless I am 69, maybe that's it.
The
there.
Full name, 486958 2014 MU69.
Wow.
They would like it to be shorter. They need a nickname ahead of New Horizons' projected flyby in January of 2019. So you have a little bit of time to think about it. The research team is holding a contest to give the destination a more exciting nickname.
And it's 69 World. That's what I'm going with.
69 World?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's an 60. Icy...
It's a tiny icy world on the edge of our solar system.
What is the one...
What's Frigid Bitch thing? Is not used.
No, McSomething, it's always...
Oh, yeah.
McSpacey, McSpace.
Bodie McFace. Bodie McBoatface.
Planet, Planet Face.
Icy McIceface. People will throw that
one
out
that.
There.
No, don't do that.
Burr, it's cold out here.
This Hoth, they could name it Hoth after the, the ice planet and the Star Wars.
I'd have the Tauntauns and then it
I'm trying to look on the internet. All I can find is a GIF of a golden retriever eating an ice cream cone.
Have you seen the golden retriever trying to go on a dating site?
Come on.
Looking for a lady golden retriever? It's the best thing.
You're listening to A Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here, bringing you yet another one of my amazing made-for-TV offers exclusively to Bob and Tom Show listeners. Do you know someone who feels inclined to entertain everyone at every backyard cookout, get-together, or picnic by breaking out their out-of-tune banjo? Or maybe he just thinks the other guys in the band won't notice that he's playing a horribly out-of-tune banjo.
Oh.
Introducing my latest revolutionary Billy Mazing product that guarantees you won't have to listen to an out-of-tune banjo ever again.
No.
And it's easy to use. Just listen.
All right, guys, gather around. I've been working on this song. I think you're going to like it.
Oh, Ray, geez. Stop there, Ray. Uh-oh. Tune that thing, will you? Oh,
man, is that out of tune again? Hang on, this will take just a second.
Hold on there, Ray. You know what? The guys and I all chipped in, and well, we were going to wait and give this to you for Christmas, but I think maybe...
Give it to him now!
Yeah, give it to him now. Come on! Yeah, good idea. Here, Ray, you'll never play that banjo out of tune again.
Oh, gee, thanks, fellas. Now, how's this thing work? Kind of looks like...
Here, let me show you. Just let me see how out of tune this thing is here. That's what I thought.
Will that fix it?
Oh, it'll fix it. Just watch this.
Hey, what are you doing? doing?
That's right, folks. It's my new Billy Mazing banjo tuner hammer. From the same amazing engineers that brought you my revolutionary jar hammer that opens any jar quickly and easily. And the left-handed jar hammer. For you lefties, comes the incredible banjo tuner hammer. Here's how it works. If the banjo is out of tune for just a few seconds, just pull out my amazing banjo tuner hammer and whammo! Problem solved. This is the last banjo tuner you'll ever buy, folks. You'll get peace of mind that can only come from peace and quiet. That, my friends, is priceless. But the Billy Amazing Banjo Hammer Tuner does have a price. How much would you pay?
$1,000! $5,000!
$10,000!
Ha ha ha! Not even close. Just listen.
The Billy Amazing Banjo Hammer Tuner is only $39.95 or three easy payments of $19.95 each plus shipping and handling of $59.95. At $9.95 for express delivery and include 5%, 7%, or 8% tax if you live in Florida, Idaho, Nebraska, or New York, respectively. Rhode Island residents don't even bother trying to order from us.
There you go, Ray. It's not out of tune anymore.
You bastard! That's just a stupid hammer!
That's not just any hammer. It's my amazing banjo tuner hammer. Wireless, battery-free, and if you order today, I'll even throw in free clear coat rust-proofing. All you do is whack it and forget it.
Oh, damn it! Now I can't play my banjo anymore.
Yeah, we know, Ray. We know.
Thanks, Billy!
You're welcome. But wait, there's more. My amazing banjo tuner hammer works on practically any out-of-tune instrument. Oh. Guitars, trombones, harmonicas, and more. You name it, we maim it. But I'm not done yet.
No?
Have a bigger out-of-tuned instrument you need to take care of? Then try my amazing tuner sledgehammer.
Oh.
Just hit it and forget it. Pianos, accordions, cellos, church organs, theremins. Scary. Order today and I'll send you both items for only $149.95. That's amazing. And I should know because I'm Billy Amazing.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thanks for joining us. We are happy to be here. Some of us apparently.
She would never wear flannel.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
As the Hunchback of Notre Dame so poignantly reminds us.
What?
Your face rings a bell?
What it's not a happy hump day for everybody.
It's not a happy hump day for everybody.
That's actually how Hugo's novel ends, with that line.
Yeah. That's interesting. Hugo Weaving? Anyway.
No, Victor.
What?
When I say Victor around here, I think I'm talking about Chick, because his nickname is Victor Mature.
Right.
Meant to be ironic. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios having a great time.
Thousands of people rush to their Google.
Who's your favorite Victor, Chick?
Victor Frankenstein.
Oh, I'm going Borge.
No, you're not.
I love that.
God.
You don't like Victor Borge?
Seconds of entertainment.
Victor.
And you think I'm pretentious?
That seems right in your sweet spot.
Let's do a little Chopin material.
I have a couple of friends that have the name Victor, but I don't know if famous Victors.
I don't lose my head about it, but I'm voting for Vic Morrow.
Oh,
well, that's tasteless.
He doesn't lose his head about it.
Where is the real Victor video of that, by the way? I'd like to get a look at it.
I would love
to. No, you wouldn't.
Okay, what is this song?
Okay.
Go ahead. Give me a date.
Christy knows. She's been looking on Twitter. Don't look on Twitter.
Give me a date.
I don't have a computer. I didn't look on nothing. I did country music, remember?
Yeah, Christy does. Her computer's dead, so she can't be cheating. Can I have a date, please?
I know. 70s, early, mid-70s, late-70s, early-70s. I wrote this.
Little baby ducks.
Oh, God.
Old pickup trucks. Slow moving train
and moss.
It's a lovely song.
And rain.
In what way?
And rain. I love
amphetamines, downers
sleep
and weed,
dreams.
Cocaine, sweaty dreams,
and record royalties.
Who doesn't want to kick back on a porch, nice tall glass of lemonade, put your feet up on a hay bale,
take a razor blade, slice this way.
Love you too.
What's
that sweet? She loves you too.
I don't know. Why did I yell out Tom T. Hall?
I don't know why.
I yelled it out last break. I'm not sure why. Okay. I thought we'd give him a little something.
Okay. Well,
is he alive or dead?
I'd actually prefer something a little more up tempo, like.
When you start making love.
See, this
you
is
get some new songs that you like.
Long, soft,
what I mean doing. One bee stroking.
Oh, yeah. I be stroking.
Can you stroke to the left or to the right?
What's the, what's the unheard lyric in stroking, Josh?
Well, if your stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my... Woo! I be stroking.
That's true.
Quite graphic.
Yes.
But good advice.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
So, I'm sorry, Christy, you don't like that song?
No, it's all right, I guess, but...
Oh, I can dig it.
Just a battle of the garbage.
How dare you? How dare you?
I call that the turkey hole.
You better stay away from
vulgar.
You lousy cocksuckers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that is great.
Now, we have Christy Lee. I got to word this carefully. Bend over. Christy, what's going on over there? I see the head of an engineer hovering over your bottom.
Is anyone else concerned about the fact this started with Tom insisting on having the door open all morning?
Yeah.
So every now and then, people who really listen to the show can hear everyone talking in the hallway.
That's
and
okay.
Now people are coming into the studio and just hanging out.
Well, no, he's not just hanging out.
I think he's hanging out. He looks like he's hanging out.
He just did some work.
He's trying to help.
He's one of our engineers. He's just awkwardly hovering behind Christy's posterior.
I know.
Hope you bathed today. Old
smell.
Vertical smile, a little extra time with the loofah.
Oh, my God.
The what's the term we like to use for that to be clinical?
Front naughty?
Not the front naughty.
The back naughty?
The mommy
back
parts? Naughty, what are you talking about?
Not the mommy parts. The,
the devil's anus? What?
The devil's anus?
Anus. Where the hell did that come from? That's not very... What have you got back there? What's going on?
Okay. What it's either the anus.
Right.
I meant
or
the
devil's onion ring. I heard that.
I didn't mean the dirt button. The gluteal cleft.
It's because
I can't work here anymore.
There's a reason I said that. It's referenced in Thor, in the new Thor movie.
I'll bet
movie.
It's Thor. If the devil's been in there, I'll bet it's
quite Thor. Yeah.
They call it the devil's anus. I'm not kidding.
It'll get Thor.
That sounds like some seaport in a Harry Potter movie.
That's exactly what it is in Thor Ragnarok or whatever.
Ragnarok.
Doodly
they
doo,
go
doo,
up inside.
Down at Ragnarok.
They have to go up inside the devil's anus to get out of this situation that they're
in. So it's subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very subtle.
No, I was referring to the fact that our engineer was hovering near your gluteal cleft.
Yes, he was.
And?
You know, there are some men that may want to do that.
Oh, God.
Of course there are.
We'll take the ninth caller.
Yeah, no kidding.
I bet we'll do just fine. Sorry. Is that sports?
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either.
You and Cookie.
That would be the biggest giveaway.
I did not see that at all.
He's a happily married man.
Cookie's very happily married. I love his wife, Colleen. She's a beautiful woman.
But this is how the conversation would go, and this is, tell me if this isn't Cookie's voice.
You want to go to dinner? Is that okay? Yeah, we go get a steak and a potato.
Cookie's an amazing cook, by the way.
He sure is.
Then I'm going to hover near your gluteal cleft. What?
You want to go smoke some meat?
Did anybody else giggle a little bit when Cookie came in and Christy's... He was in here to help fix
his computer.
The computer.
Christy broke her computer.
And Christy looks under her desk and goes, there's a white box down here.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah.
That's such a horrible slang.
So far, we've had white box and black ass today on the show.
No, don't forget devil's anus.
And devil's anus.
After further review, I believe it's a silver box. But
You are a woman of a certain age.
You don't have any gray hair on top. I am stunned. You better get out the old...
My beard is
better
white
get the Miss Claire all out. Get that thing.
You know, as soon as those words came out of my mouth, I went,
silver box, silver box.
What are the marching grannies of Silverbush High?
I am proud to report that that's not the case with me.
Kids, if you've never read
about
ADD.
Well, you have to have
ADD.
Hair there, am I right? Everybody has a word to be gray.
If you haven't read about ADD, you're witnessing it.
Or nervous breakdowns, whichever.
We'd like to go off topic, but we haven't been near any topic for more than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Why are we playing this audio turd?
It's Tom T. Hall Day.
Why?
Because it's a nice
little baby duck.
Sweet
song. Who doesn't love a baby duck?
Old pickup trucks.
Old pickup trucks?
I do like
slow-moving train.
And moss.
and rain.
Oh, rain, yes.
I'm going to read the letter about riding the rails that I got from a guy.
Little country.
No, because
stream.
It's not a happy story.
Damn right.
Sleep without dreams.
Why do you have to ruin hobos?
Sunday school in May.
Hobos.
And hay.
Hey.
I know it was hay or moss.
Hobos
or
don't exist.
It's not the romantic thing
well,
you think it is.
Maybe
so,
in your little world
let me guess.
They don't,
Can
but
I
in
guess?
Christie's world they do.
He lost a leg or an arm to the train?
Yeah, this guy used to work for the railroad, and there were a lot of people trying to ride the rails. It did not end well for many of them.
No, yeah, it's just well, I mean, it's very dangerous.
Their career doing semi-4 is over.
Emperor of the North, great movie. Lee Marvin and Ernest Borgnine.
I think the idea of being a hobo is romantic, but
well, the reality
if you're
of
thinking about doing
sucks.
It, go ahead and read Into the Wild before you decide
well,
to.
That's
very
true.
Good. Very good. I read that. You're correct.
Tom, here's a story that'll make you mad.
Eddie Vedder did the music for it.
Do we have one that'll make me happy?
How about Twitter? They've granted almost everyone 280 extra characters.
Not me, and I'm mad
really?
About it.
You didn't get
them? You want the extra characters?
Yeah, I want it all, baby. Whatever it is, I want it all.
I got them.
Part of the beauty was trying to
really?
Compress
it. You're exactly right.
Company says 9% of tweets written in English usually hit the 140-character limit. Most people end up spending more time editing or don't send them at all, so they hope that giving extra characters will help people to use it. By the way,
I even got the update when I first got to work this morning, and I'm still 140 characters.
If you're tweeting in Chinese, Japanese, or Korean, you still have the original 140 limit because writing in those languages apparently takes fewer characters.
It's a lot more efficient, sure. Mm-hmm. That's because one character is like three words.
Boy, he's a real character, huh?
So, like, how do you know which one to pick? Yeah. Well, he either says you're a horse, a duck, or scrambled eggs.
It's all context.
Oh. Well, I guess you must be a duck because you can't screw your scrambled eggs. Stupid language.
Stupid words.
Are you
and
making
letters.
Fun?
Man, I don't like this.
No, I don't. There's something to be said about brevity.
There sure is.
Go see a movie like, say, This Is 40 or any of his movies. You'll think, geez, I wish this was on Twitter.
Judd Apatow?
Yeah, his movies are always an hour too long.
How do you spell recommend?
R-E-C. Is it two C's?
It's two Z's and one L.
That's correct.
That's Rezl Ned. That's what Snoop does.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's the story that's going to make me happy?
This one will probably make you happy. Hidden Valley is now offering a ranch dressing in kegs.
Oh, boy.
You'll recall that the company debuted the Ranch Fountain earlier this
Everybody
year for $110.
Be quiet.
And has now released a line of ranch-themed products ahead of the holiday season.
Okay.
Hidden Valley's Holiday Outlet offers a $50 mini ranch keg that can hold up to 5 liters of ranch dressing.
All right, we're going to do keg stands.
Yeah.
Everybody get back.
The Ranch Fountain, if you're still looking at that now, includes a festive skirt and still comes with a year's supply of Hidden Valley Ranch. Other items in the Hidden Valley Ranch holiday catalog include $25.
Let me do it. You can get all cuts. Are there t-shirts and stuff?
Yep.
They got koozies.
Slippers, koozies.
I'm ordering everything.
Oh, what's the name of your sorority? That's right.
You said that right to my face, man.
Tastes great, very filling.
Yeah.
There's a ranch outlet.
That's what she said.
That's what I just said.
You got so excited.
I wish your computer would break so you'd pay attention.
Look at these socks. If you can read the bottom of these socks, bring me my ranch.
Yeah, because if you're passed out, that's probably the way to wake you up. Do they have like ranch bongs and?
Oh look, it's a ranch keg for $50.
Oh,
we said that. That was the lead, you tool.
Oh my God, Tom. Merry Christmas.
It's a ranch.
It's a green, the classic Hidden Valley Ranch green with it says white ranch on
it
the It
just
sweatshirt.
Says for $40?
You know,
really?
You can't put a price on ranch.
You have a Jason doll. Okay? Let me have a ranch sweatshirt.
That is not true. I've got four.
You had a Jason doll?
I've got some action
figures. I'm assuming that their warehouse has plenty of those in small and medium, but they're out of L, XL, 3X, 4X,
nope,
5X, and
3X 6X. Or 3X are $44.
Yeah, of course. I know. That's you know what?
That makes sense. You have to use more material.
Oh, whatever, thin person.
whatever Barbie doll. look at the Christmas sweater.
Oh my gosh.
With a bottle of ranch dressing on a red and white snowflake.
See, that's
Christmas
funny.
Sweater.
That is pretty funny.
That's funny.
How much is the Christmas sweater?
40, I guess 40 and 40. It's a sweater.
See, that's actually because
it only comes in XL though.
Well, know your audience.
I XL, right. That's for those. Get off the kiddie page and go to the adult page.
No,
oh,
I think
the kids are XL.
Can you play ranch pong? Like beer pong, but you
what
heave
am
it into
I missing?
Cups of
I
ranch
just
dressing.
I don't get this ranch dressing thing.
It's you can make anything taste good with ranch.
No,
ranch,
I am
a big fan of ranch. I know you don't like the creamy.
I don't like white creamy stuff.
Well, we have nothing left to talk about.
Thank you. That's a double callback. Yep. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
We need a new one.
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez. If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
No one likes the idea of remaking this place so it looks like a Napa Auto Parts store that meets on Fridays.
Isn't it a shoe of the weekday?
Stuff hanging from the ceiling. Coming up, the shoe-in of the week. That explains Chick's grumpy mood. It's the Napa.
No.
Shoe-in of the week starring Chick McGee, produced by Chick McGee,
you
featuring Chick McGee.
My grumpy mood.
Okay. We have the mayor, Drew
Actually,
Hastings, will
I
be
was,
joining us shortly.
My mood was just complimented by the mayor, and there's no one that knows me better. He said, you seem to have landed at a pharmaceutical that agrees with you. And I go, you're exactly right.
He met a pharmacy. That agrees with you.
That's true.
What's your pharmaceutical of choice?
All of them.
I'm not taking questions.
The round ones and the oval ones and
the different colored ones.
And the liquid ones and the suppositories on a rough day. The point is, we have that coming up from our friends at Napa. Okay. Also coming up, the mayor, who's got a big announcement. He is Drew Hastings, the mayor of Hillsboro, Ohio, who is on the road visiting with us today. We'll find out what's going on with the mayor. Also coming up, Al Jackson. And from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Chad Smith, drummer, who's going to be talking about this. I had a chance to watch an advanced thing of this yesterday. The Foo Fighters playing the Acropolis in Greece.
And that's
beautifully
awesome.
Filmed and recorded. Really well done. We'll talk to him about that. But right now, we return to the alleged
Thursday
sports
night.
Desk.
Thursday night football on NBC now, kids, starting with tonight's game. And, of course, it's the Color Rush game. That's where the teams
Rush
wear
of color,
one color. And this,
monochromatic.
Tom, if you could explain, if you can pick that what shape green that is.
It's a lime green.
I look at that and I think Lick-A-Made. Remember Lick-A-Made?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Sure do.
Like the lime Lick-A-Made. Yes. That's what it
looked Lick-A-Made was like a powder.
Yeah, you'd
like
lick it.
What are those other things? Like
Fun Dip.
The straw. What
are yeah, those are pixie sticks. Yeah. But Fun Dip had all different flavors. Yeah. The stick was always the best part to me.
Right.
That vanilla
sure.
stick. I loved it.
Those are really unattractive.
Neon green, beautiful.
They look like those body suits that sometimes people wear when they're just being nondescript. You know those?
The guy on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the green guy. Remember
yes,
that guy?
Yep.
That's
what it looks like.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Bizarre choice.
Who do they play?
Bizarro.
What is the point of this again?
It's just what they're doing on Thursday night. It's called Color Rush.
So they can sell jerseys?
I think it's a way to sell a different jersey. Seattle at Arizona tonight, and Arizona is the home underdog. They're getting...
What color will Arizona be wearing?
Black with red numbers, all black with red numbers. And yes, Arizona. Arizona is getting 6 points at home.
Will that be part of your shoe-in of the week roster of games?
Probably not.
Those green uniforms.
There are the Cardinals.
Oh, well, see, they got the better of the
deal.
Those
look pretty cool, actually.
Because the green ones, they're not going to be friendly for the wearer.
The green ones look like they're going to a...
they are not going to look good.
The green ones look like they're going to a disco in 1978.
Yeah.
They're rough.
The leisure suit green.
Blow on your whistle. Whee!
Boogie
blow
check.
Blow on your whistle. Whee!
A boogie check.
Blow on your whistle.
I'm sorry.
Blow my whistle. Blow your whistle. Oh,
you
can't blow your own whistle.
Oh, God.
Oh, Tom. Chick, I apologize. That was my fault. Tom.
Jesus.
Tom.
Have I blocked the airway yet? Sorry.
You know.
Man.
Stupid whistle.
Get up, 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 get up
got him.
All that.
Punches, shot, gunshots, and then finally the...
Nothing that I know that's Gary Tom's Empire? Nothing?
No.
I don't remember that song.
I don't know that I've heard it, yeah.
Blow on your whistle?
Mm-mm.
Six, seven, three, two. Well, you can't hear it, evidently, because Freddie and the Dreamers over there doesn't want you to hear it. So, there you go.
Great song. I'm telling you now by Freddie and the Dreamers. I like Duke of Freddie also. Could we, is that sports?
Yes,
that's sports. You're positive?
I've given up. Yeah.
I want to run this urinal thing by Drew Hastings, the lady in Miami doing the stand-up
yes,
act at the, I need a little more biology and anatomy.
There we go.
On that one.
I give up. Christy.
Thank you very much.
We're going to combine two things here. My French student has fallen in love with a thing called Capri Sun.
You need to explain.
Oh, rightfully so. The apple?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what flavor.
You need to explain.
I have a foreign exchange student.
It right into your mouth.
Living with us from France, a lovely woman by the name of Elise, young lady, 15. And my kids have turned her on to every junk food possible. Pop-Tarts and Capri Sun have become the top two favorites.
Okay.
And she just turned them on to Gitan.
To what?
French cigarettes, never mind.
No.
That doesn't sound like cigarettes, bro.
No, it did not.
It turned me on to Gitan.
I thought that was French for scissoring.
I thought it was French. For bowel movement, is what I thought.
But I bring this up.
Gitan, huh?
Because my friend Sheik McGee sent me this story from Bro Bible. We're all familiar with the Capri Sun. But apparently, Whiskey Me, the brainchild of Tom Ask and Tristan Stevenson.
Everybody be quiet. This is a great idea.
They have made whiskey in a pouch, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
That's right.
Oh, now, the thing with Capri Sun, though, is when you try to put the straw in, it always squirts out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to kind of squeeze it to get
enough
tension.
Well, these are more like, I'm sure your kids have these. The
Wait a minute. Are you squeezing? You're squeezing the pouch to get the straw in? No, don't
do
that.
Yeah, because you have to have tension to get
the straw has a little edge on it.
The pouch hymen. In order to, that's the technical term.
How do I get
it? It is.
One of my engineering friends told me that. You squeeze it to get the pouch hymen ready to take the pointy little straw, and then it squirts you in the face.
Oh, my gosh. No. These are more like these.
This is the same thing, but for booze.
Whiskey, it's whiskey.com, whiskey pouches, and they're more like the applesauce that comes in the twist-off thing.
Oh, they look like the Gatorade pouches you'll see on the sidelines.
So you don't use a straw, you just...
I love those. I love the pouches with
the applesauce
with the
in
applesauce.
Them.
Applesauce, yeah, my little girls love that.
Right.
Yeah, don't get that confused with the applesauce. That's just sauce.
Whiskey in a pouch.
Is it liquid or is it like an applesauce consistency?
No, it's an adult kind beverage. It's not applesauce.
Kind of a viscous, boozed up.
Whiskey you can chew.
No, it'd be like a slushy.
Oh, God.
This is in London, and for $10 a month, you can have 1.7-ounce package of single malt scotch delivered right to your door.
Sure as hell can.
They also feature whiskeys from various distilleries, including Aberfeldy, Macallan, and Royal Lochnagar. I'm not a whiskey drinker. I apologize.
I have a question.
Yes.
Which swear words have you taught to this French exchange student? All the good ones, or does she already know them all?
We haven't gotten there. We haven't done the swear word
thing. I bet
she's
gotten there with your daughter.
Well, I don't know that they do that.
Are you kidding?
I think she pretty much knows the swear words.
Would she like to come on a national radio show and learn some?
You know what? Honestly, I thought about bringing her tomorrow morning for the first couple hours.
Another technical question.
Don't do that.
Yeah, and my daughter said, no, you can't do that.
Don't do that.
Technical question.
What?
When she maybe uses bad words...
I wouldn't know.
Does she say, pardon my English?
Oh, that's a fair question. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, like we say, pardon my French?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I were to say some bad word like Josh often says on the radio, would I say, pardon my French, but pardon my English, you see?
Also, when she kisses with tongue, does she just call it kissing?
Kissing?
Yeah.
Does she just order fries?
Why are you asking me these?
American
does she just,
fries.
Does she just get bread at an Italian restaurant?
Does she carry her white flag with her?
Oh, my goodness gracious. I hope she's not listening.
Does she shave her upper lip after the shower or before the shower?
French women are very hairy.
No, she's not.
Well, the good thing about having the French person is you're not going to use a lot of water.
She's showered every night.
Okay. Sorry. These are just unfortunate and mean stereotypes.
Yeah, really stupid.
We apologize. or Miss Miss Pierre.
I'll share more thoughts off here.
Okay, we have.
Do you like this person?
Yes, I like her a lot. She's very sweet, and I'm really sad that it's only 10 days, and she's.
I don't like you because you like her.
It's only 10 days.
Yeah, she leaves on Monday. It's like you just get to know them, and
what
then
kind of
they're
exchange
gone.
Wait a minute, our exchange students came over for a year.
Let me ask you this: was it a year, and then she got here, and then she goes, "Oh, I have soccer blue. I need to leave in 10 days."
Has she once gone? Ha ha ha.
No, she
has she
not.
Once said soclet bleu?
No.
It's not soclet.
Soclet
bleu.
And what does that translate to?
That's a blue cheese on a sock.
That is outrageously false.
Soclet bleu. I told my goodness, isn't it in French?
I think so. Darn, I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I have to use my bleu. Google Translate.
Okay, we have a lot to get to here.
Does she know who Inspector Clouseau is?
Yes, as she found out the many ways the French are insulted in the United States.
Does your dog bite? Your dog just bit. That's not my dog.
She's staying here for the whole semester?
No, this is. And then my daughter will go there for 2 weeks. They were in Chicago for a few days. Like,
oh, wait
days.
A minute. This is all coming into focus.
Yeah, my daughter's going to go there. And
uh-oh. No, don't even say anything. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? You might want to.
Before your daughter goes to France, are you guys going to watch the Taken films?
You know what?
You're listening to A Little Extra. Bob and Tom Extra.